in front of us now.
And the dereliction of governmental duty. We intend to separate the DNA of thievery from the sinew of government and governance and regulation of thieves.
I was going to question your pronunciation of that word, but I know better. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to make a call. We want two more of you to call and make a pledge to WBAI at the $100 level. We're asking you to pick up this film, Inside Job, for your support. It's a donation. It's a donation to Free Speech Radio. It's a donation
to it's a minute before the bottom of the hour.
Produced radio. It's
make that call now, 209-2950.
Yes. Two more people calling in and making that pledge, getting us back to the fine programming that we have here on WBAI. And I'm really proud that we can bring this to the folks. I do believe, Robert, that this is one of the items that educated people, again, and took people out to the streets to say, no, no more. You knew this was happening.
My program director is a plagiarist.
It's true.
Because I was just thinking exactly that about the mission of Pacifica, to explore the difference among cultures and seek a way of peace and minimizing the enmity between them. But also in our mission is to be an educational institution, and I am so proud of the work that all of us here have been doing, educating about Wall Street and maintaining an independent funding base. And ladies and gentlemen listening, that is your job right now. We need two, three, or four of you to make that call now. You will release information for those less gifted, less blessed financially than you. Because if you make the pledges and keep our fundraising at an appropriate level, then we get to play more of these excerpts, and people who are not able to pledge at this moment can actually hear some of the excellent content of this remarkable film, one of the best ever to come down the pike on these issues. 209-2950. Seriously, now we're just going to we're going to cajole. We're going to beg. We're going to...
We will do nothing of the sort. We will maintain our dignity and ask our listeners to give us a call and pledge their support to WBAI. In fact,
please,
folks, we're going to put you on the honor system, and we're going to move on to the next clip from this film. We're going to hear more from Inside Job. But while we do that, please continue to make those phone calls to WBAI at 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to call to pledge at the $100 level to receive Inside Job. Robert, where are we going next?
Well, actually, we're going to see why the operators and maloperators of Wall Street are being targeted by the Occupy Wall Street movement. In this, you get to see the orgy of luxury and theft and the receipt of stolen property that is being exercised every day by the maniacs of Wall Street. And once again, as we listen to this, our unspoken, until this moment, unspoken compact is that when you hear something that is true, you have a right and a responsibility to call WBAI, get this film Inside Job, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Let the calling and listening begin.
You're going to make an extra $2 million a year or $10 million a year for putting your financial institution at risk. Someone else pays the bill. You don't pay the bill. Would you make that bet? Most people who worked on Wall Street said, sure, I'd make that bet.
Enough. They don't want to own one home. They want to own five homes. And they want to have an expensive penthouse on Park Avenue. And they want to have their own private jet.
You think this is an industry where high, very high compensation levels are justified?
Well, I think, yeah, I would take caution or take heed or take exception to your word very high. I mean, it's all relative.
You have a $14 million oceanfront home in Florida. You have a summer vacation home in Sun Valley, Idaho. You and your wife have an art collection filled with million-dollar paintings.
Richard Fold never appeared on the trading floor. There were art advisors up there all the time. You know, he had his own private elevator. He went out of his way to be disconnected. I mean, his elevator, they hired technicians to program it, you know, so that his driver would call in the morning and a security guard would hold it. There's only like a 2 or 3 second window where he actually has to see people. And he hops into this elevator and goes straight to 31.
Lehman owned a bunch of corporate jets. Do you know about this?
Yes.
How many were there?
Well, there were 6, including the 767s. He also had a helicopter.
I see. Isn't that kind of a lot of planes to have? For...
We deal with type A personalities, and type A personalities know everything in the world.
Banking became a pissing contest. You know, mine's bigger than yours, that kind of stuff. It was all men that read it, incidentally.
$50 billion deals were not large enough, so we do $100 billion deals.
These people are risk takers, they're impulsive. It's part of their behavior, it's part of their personality, and that manifests outside of work as well. It's quite typical for the guys to go out, to go to strip bars, to use drugs. I see a lot of cocaine use, a lot of use of prostitution.
Recently, neuroscientists have done experiments where they've taken individuals and put them into an MRI machine, and they have them play a game where the prize is money. And they notice that when these subjects earn money, the part of the brain that gets stimulated is the same part that cocaine stimulates.
A lot of people feel that they need to really participate in that behavior to make it, to get promoted, to get recognized.
According to a Bloomberg article, business entertainment represents 5% of revenue for New York derivatives brokers and often includes strip clubs, prostitution, and drugs. A New York broker filed a lawsuit in 2007 against his firm, alleging he was required to retain prostitutes to entertain traders.
There's just a blatant disregard for the impact that their actions might have on society, on family. They have no problem using a prostitute and going home to their wife.
How many customers?
About 10,000 at that point in time.
What fraction were from Wall Street?
Of the higher end clients, probably 40 to 50%.
And were all the major Wall Street firms represented? Goldman Sachs?
Lehman Brothers. Yeah, they're all in there.
Morgan Stanley was a little less of that. I think Goldman was pretty big with that.
A lot of clients would call me and say, can you get me a Lamborghini for the night for the girl? These guys were spending corporate money. I had many black cards from, you know, the various financial firms.
What's happening is services are being charged to computer repair.
Trading research, you know, consulting for market compliance. They just usually gave them a piece of letterhead and said, make your own invoice.
So this pattern of behavior you think extends to the senior management of the firm?
Absolutely does. Yeah, I know for a fact that it does. It extends to the very top.
A friend of mine who's involved in a company that has a big financial presence said, well, it's about time you learned about subprime mortgages. So he set up a session with his trading desk and me. And the techie who did all this gets very excited, runs to his computer, pulls up in about 3 seconds this Goldman Sachs issue of securities. It was a complete disaster. Borrowers had borrowed on average 99.3% of the price of the house, which means they have no money in the house. If anything goes wrong, they're going to walk away from the mortgage. This is not a loan you'd really make, right? You've got to be crazy. But somehow you took 8,000 of these loans, and by the time the guys were done at Goldman Sachs and the rating agencies, 2/3 of the loans were rated AAA, which meant they were rated as safe as government securities. It's utterly mad.
Goldman Sachs sold at least $3.1 billion worth of these toxic CDOs in the first half of 2006. The CEO of Goldman Sachs at this time was Henry Paulson, the highest paid CEO on Wall Street.
Good morning. Welcome to the White House. I'm pleased to announce that I will nominate Henry Paulson to be the Secretary of the Treasury. He's a lifetime of business experience. He has an intimate knowledge of financial markets. He's earned a reputation for candor and integrity.
You might think it would be hard for Paulson to adjust to a meager government salary. But taking the job as Treasury Secretary was the best financial decision of his life. Paulson had to sell his $485 million of Goldman stock when he went to work for the government. But because of a law passed by the first President Bush, he didn't have to pay any taxes on it. It saved him $50 million.
The article came out in October of 2007. Already a third of the mortgages defaulted. Now, most of them are gone.
One group that had purchased these now worthless securities was the Public Employees Retirement System of Mississippi, which provides monthly benefits to over 80,000 retirees. They lost millions of dollars and are now suing Goldman Sachs. By late 2006, Goldman had taken things a step further. It didn't just sell toxic CDOs. It started actively betting against them at the same time it was telling customers that they were high-quality investments. By purchasing credit default swaps from AIG, Goldman could bet against CDOs it didn't own and get paid when the CDOs failed.
I asked if anybody called the customers and said, you know, we don't really like this kind of mortgage anymore, and we thought you ought to know. And, you know, they didn't really say anything, but, you know, you just feel the laughter coming over the phone.
Goldman Sachs bought at least $22 billion of credit default swaps from AIG. It was so much that Goldman realized that AIG itself might go bankrupt. So they spent $150 million insuring themselves against AIG's potential collapse. The more money their customers lost, the more money Goldman Sachs made.
The sound of Inside Job. That was the voice of that brilliant actor, Matt Damon. He is the narrator of this film that was produced and directed by economics PhD. Charles Ferguson. This is WBAI, and we are speaking truth to money today. We're asking you to support a radio station that has no commercials, has no corporate sponsors, that is in existence only because of times like this and only because of your phone calls. 212-209-2950 for a tax-deductible pledge of $100. We will send you this spanking new DVD set with special features and other additional content. You cannot see the pithy and terse summaries of facts that are on the screen as we sample this, but I really do think we need a dozen people to call in the next few minutes before we go on to the international side of the economic collapse and a précis, a summary, a recapitulation of the main issues here. This is the best movie on this subject. It is a winner of the Oscar, the Academy Awards Best Documentary Film. Writers Guild and Directors Guild also gave it their highest awards. This is our first offering of it. And I'm proud that you were calling. We made a bargain and you kept your part, those of you who called during that last excerpt, because the idea is when you hear something true, you got to call up and support WBAI. Here's the reception of this film. It is so remarkable. It got a 98% rating on the highly critical and analytical Rotten Tomatoes film review consortium. Roger Ebert described it as an angry, well-argued documentary. Roger Ebert, he was a smart one, you know. A well-argued documentary about how the American financial industry set out deliberately to defraud the ordinary American investor, end quote. Even the New York Times says, Mr. Ferguson has summoned, I like the way, Mr. Ferguson has summoned the scourging moral force of a pulpit-shaking sermon. That he delivers it with rigor, restraint, and good humor. makes his cause all the more devastating. New York Magazine characterized the film as a, quote, rip-snorting, indignant documentary, quote, noting the effective presence of narrator Matt Damon. It, in addition to the Academy and Directors and Writers Guild Awards, also had a Cannes Film Festival screening where it was received as, quote, a complex story told exceedingly well and with a great deal of unalloyed anger. We've gotten three of those 12 calls. We need nine more. And this time, we're serious. No more excerpt until we get nine more calls, because if you be bold, mighty forces will join you. And you know what? You're those MFs right now. You are the listeners, the mighty forces, 212-209-2950, because we're going to take down the real ones, the real MFs on Wall Street, who are using the government and using what heretofore had been our general ignorance to steal our futures, our fates, our dreams, our houses, our ambitions from us with theft that we did not even know how to name. 212-209-2950. Nine more calls. We got three in progress. Nine more, please. Make those calls now. The quicker you do that, the more we can hear. Seriously, nine more calls for WBAI. This is how we... Here comes one. Yay! Eight more calls. 212. Oh, seven more calls. You see, once you get that spirit, that resonance, you see, FM radio is not a one-way thing. There is a psychic interface. Woohoo! Six more calls. 212-209-2950. This is what I remember. This is what BAI is. It's the greatness and the generosity of the solicitors because they mean business. And I don't mean Wall Street business. You know, I want some people at Goldman Sachs to call up and get the big financial package for $250 if you're at Goldman. You think Goldman Sachs is listening to BAI today? 212-209-2950. They certainly didn't listen to the financial analysts. They certainly didn't listen to the regulators. But I do believe there may be some good people there. And if there are, then you should recycle the lucre. And call WBAI, I believe in recycling, 212-209-2950. My gosh, we only need a half dozen, maybe. Oh, here comes one. Five more. 212-209-2950. The spirit is upon us. The movement is around the world. And it is the power of human bodies gathering that makes the word flesh, that gives power and charisma. That's, you know, using that in the old biblical and analytic religious studies sense. We are the life. We are part of a body that's bigger than the individual biology because we are breathing together a spirit of freedom and education. And we're going to turn this monolith of mammon around. 212-209-2950. We need about four more calls at this moment. I'm Robert Knight. That's Tony Bates. Our engineer is Michael G. Haskins. Tony, are you getting the spirit, Southern boy?
I feel the spirit. 212-209-2950. Just four more of you before the top of the hour. Listen, we have about 12 minutes to do that. I know that we can do this. We need to hear from you folks. This is in support of WBAI. This is in support of free speech radio. This is in support of radio for the 99% and, of course, for 5 o'clock shadow. 212-209-2950. The pledge is just
$100. Yay, that's
the DVD is called...
Inside Job.
How did I lose that, Robert?
Matt
the
Damon.
DVD is called Inside Job. Definitely. It won the Oscar. It is a very important documentary for all of us to see. It is an education about CDOs, about derivatives in general, about all of the little machinations that Wall Street used to rip us off, to rip off this country, really, and then to have the gall to ask for us to pay them back. We've heard that Goldman Sachs is attacking this little bank that on the Lower East Side that Occupy Wall Street has been putting its money into. And that's how dirty they are. This is who we're dealing with, folks. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call. We're looking at getting three more of you. Make that call. We have just about 10 minutes left with you before we go to another program. So we are waiting to hear from you.
Yeah. 212-209-2950.
Make that call. Keep WBAI on the airwaves, but not just on the airwaves, vibrant, alive, bringing you the kind of coverage. Don't forget, folks, tomorrow night we start our brand new program at 6:30, Occupy Wall Street Radio. Remember to tune in for that. It will be hosted by, well, initially by myself and a few of the Occupy Wall Street folks, but it's going to be hosted by them so that they can speak in their own voices. They've been here in the studio this afternoon. They've been coming in all week trying to practice, learning. They don't know radio, but they don't know what they're doing in that park either, and that's why it's going to be great to be here. 212-209-2950. There's another call coming in, Robert, and there's yet another call coming in. Don't forget that we also have the brand new WBAI t-shirt that you can pledge for. It's a pledge of $60. It's beautiful. It's created, designed by our fashion designer development director, Andrea Katz. It has the new upgraded, updated WBAI logo. It also, it's in flat black with the beautiful
Manhattan
logo colors on the Manhattan black. On the back of it, it says radio for the 99%, because indeed we have been radio for the 99% for all of these years. 212-209-2950. Those shirts come in sizes small through 2X. So we have them also in female, which we haven't had female cuts. I think it's called a shaped silhouette. We have that cut for you if you choose, but you can see one version of the shirt at WBAI.org. It's beautiful, but call in and pledge your support. Well, Robert, we're two people away from getting
every
there.
Every silhouette
so
is a shape.
We got who knew? Shaped silhouette. We have quite a bit of time to go here, so maybe we can get another 10 people to give us a call in this last 10 minutes.
Yeah, we are in the home stretch. Not that we're going home. We are going into a brave new world of people's power. 212-209-2950. Education and air cover is part of that mission. BAI, this is Pacifica at its finest. This could be a moment of history in broadcast, in revolution, in social rearrangement, and in toppling the towers of Mammon that lie just up the hill from this place in those temples of doom. 212-209-2950. I'm just feeling so good about the enthusiasm. I know that the astuteness of the listeners here, and we're speaking truth to money today.
Absolutely.
Speaking truth to money.
Money is power, Robert.
Yeah.
Money is power,
and
at least in this country.
Power this radio station. Help pay for those photons that are stimulating your receiver right now. 212-209-2950. Matt Damon and Inside Job, the best documentary on this thing from the highest echelons, from Cannes to the Academy Awards to the Directors Guild and to the Writers Guild. And this is where you begin to make up for the displacement of your relatives throughout New York City, throughout Long Island and New Jersey, and places where people were cruelly betrayed with their ambitions of having a piece of the American dream. Mm. And they did them like dirt, and then they sold them like property, and then took their homes away. We say that's not right, and we're giving you, through this pledge of $100 at 212-209-2950, we're giving you a way to turn that bleep around. 212-209-2950, because we don't think it's right the way they do our life. And I know you're going to be doing the right thing. Here's what some other people say about this film. Matt Damon narrates this Wall Street Washington bashing documentary on the economic meltdown and why it happened with excellent fact-based analysis and easily understood graphics to illustrate same. Another one says, what was good about this movie? Number one, it explains the events and potential complex financial concepts in a concise, easy-to-understand manner. The director has a PhD from MIT, and it shows. The writing is intelligent. The story tells with an economy of language and is well-structured. It is logical, it is logical, and it comes across as factual, and it paints various people in often uncompromising light to reveal a picture of financial greed, excess, and lack of honesty in the U.S. financial system. It goes back all the way back to Reagan. It goes around the world, to Iceland, to Europe, and the collapse that you're witnessing today. With this film, you will be ahead of the news. You will be ahead of the game and anticipate what the next year or two of really radical renovation of the American society, law, and economics could be if we only dream together. We want more than a conspiracy. We want a dreamocracy, a dreamocracy. 212-209-2950, area code 212.
We're dreaming it's a democracy. 212-209-2950, when indeed it is a corporatocracy, and that's what this film is all about. You know, I was on the air with Professor Rick Wolf in our last fund drive, and he said that the banks and the insurance companies have become so powerful. They have aggregated so much money that they're now setting policies in countries. It's almost like they're a shadow government because they have that much power. Literally setting policies in countries. And this film outlines how they got to that place. How they absolutely knew. How they were toying with us. I have a buddy who worked in that industry for Countrywide, by the way, when all of this was going on. And he was making money hand over fist and being encouraged, of course, to give out those bad loans and give them to people who they knew couldn't pay those loans back. They set these poor people up. And when I say poor, I didn't mean without money. I meant that with empathy.
Impoverished.
Not even impoverished. Oh, no, I meant that with empathy. These poor people who didn't know what was going to hit them when they would lose everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that it was absolutely intentional, and this was indeed an inside job. They knew what would happen when these loans were called in. They knew what would happen when the interest rates were raised, and they knew these people would be destroyed. They did this intentionally. This film outlines that story. Get a copy of it. It's called Inside Job. It's yours this afternoon for a pledge of just $100. We have 5 minutes left. We want to get five more of you on the line. Five more people on our way out. Five more of you calling and pledging at the $100 level to support WBAI. To support us, because we've been out there covering Occupy Wall Street from the very beginning. When NPR was saying, we won't cover it because it's insignificant. When other news, they said that in writing. Didn't cover it for 9 days. I mean, it's astounding. Now that the movement has exploded across the world, you can't get through that place without tripping over a cable from a camera or a microphone. They're all over the place now. But when we were out there, there was no one there. I was so grateful when some of the organizers approached me and said, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here right away, because the other media outlets were not. And they're denigrating them and making fun of them and pillorying them. All of this, but this is a real movement, and we are in support of it, and we're asking for your support of that effort. 212-209-2950, that's your phone number to call. Folks, it gets for that pledge of $100, we're going to send out to you Inside Job. If you want to get the brand new WBAI t-shirt, that's a pledge of just $60.
All right. We need seven more people to join us right now, and it'll make a magic number and show that you are part of the new revolution, part of the ongoing occupation. 212-209-2950.
Seven, as my father would say.
Seven.
Seven.
Camo. 212-209-2950. No, seriously, we have only 4 minutes left. And please make that call now, because we want to acquit honorably your responsibility in this time period to support WBAI. And we're bringing you the best and the brightest. If you notice that over these past months, we've been doing exactly that every day, day in and day out. And what you do right now determines how long and to what extent we can do that in the future. So you really are. You're making the only real investment that really has benefits and goes right back to the investor, unlike the way they did those CDOs and those securitized instruments. Mm-hmm. WBAI is the honesty that the stock market should be, because the resources. You're not only the investors, you are the resources. This is the community that can inform each other's members and be a radical, a mighty force upon this world. I have never seen a station, a network with such potential and power as Pacifica Radio, and it is you right now who are fueling that. 212-209-2950. Let's see, we got two. We need five more of you right now. Please call us at 212-209-2950. 2.5 minutes left. Can five people join us now? Do we have that many volunteers?
I think we do.
I think we can do that.
As you once noted, and recently, after all, Robert, we are the 99.5.
We are the 99.5!
We are the 99.5, and folks have been tuned into the Signal area, been tuned into this station for 51 years, and supporting. It's because of your dollars that we have any of this programming on the air.
Four more people, please.
Indeed, we're waiting for more.
We just need four more.
This is an incredible
station,
Robert.
You will take us over a watermark. 212-209-2950.
This is incredible. People know, and that's why they're calling in. There's another call coming in.
Three more!
three more people.
Two minutes left. Three more people, please.
And the pledge is just $100 on your American Express, MasterCard,
you
or Visa
will
card.
Advance the tally, and you will make other people happy. You see, it's not because of us here when it happened. It's because it will make other people here happier and more powerful and able to talk with great joy and pride about what you are doing through this radio station.
Thank you.
You are the revolution. You are the 99.5. You are the 99%. We are going to expose the truth about that 1% that takes 74% of the current income of this planet.
Absolutely.
209-2950.
We're one caller away now, Robert. One more call.
One more call?
We have just about a minute left, folks. About a minute left, and we are one call away from getting it to our goal.
Okay, pivot power person.
That's
please,
right.
Phone all those letters.
I got it, Robert.
212-209-295.
212-209-295. Let's get that one last call to come in. We had about 30 seconds left. The pledge is just $100. The DVD, Inside Job. Also on the table are the WBAI t-shirts. You can see them online at WBAI.org. Make that pledge of support. We're going to send out the movie Inside Job. Thank you for supporting WBAI this afternoon. 212-209-2950.
Thank you, Tony Bates. Thank you, Desi. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Jose, Andrea. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Michael G. Haskins, our audio guy during the day, our chief announcer. My name's Robert Knight. This has been a special edition of 5 O'Clock Shadow, and I am both gratified and enervated by your support for your radio station, the most important one on this earth.
Hi, this is Iggy Pop, and you're listening to WBAI in New York, the voice of truth.
Hi, this is Joe Strummer, and you're listening to WBAI, and it's all mixed up, and it's mixed in, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Listener-supported Pacifica Radio, WBAI in New York City. I'm Earl Caldwell. The Caldwell Chronicle is on the air. Good afternoon, and whoever you are, wherever you may be, a good Friday to you. This 21st day of October. This morning, or I should say early this afternoon, the President of the United States went on national television to say that the end of the war, that the American troops will all be withdrawn from Iraq by the end of the year. And he characterized this event as the tide of war is receding. And on this Friday, he talked of the transition with Afghanistan. He said half the troops will be gone there by the end of the year, too. And he painted a picture of this country that has been so deep in war for so long. But he said it's drawing to a close. And on this Friday, there is a kind of celebration at the death of the Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. I don't know. The idea was that this stands as a victory for this administration because the American know-how, the intelligence, the air power know-how, the American war machine was instrumental in it. President, hailed the revolution in Libya, but he said, he was proud of the role that this country played, but he said we didn't lose any troops. Because we have these other ways now of delivering military might. But on this Friday, as he spoke of all of these things, and they are important, make no mistake about that, There is no mistaking that. These wars have been going on for too long. They have eaten up not only so many lives and broken so many bodies, they have broken this country in a significant way. But on this Friday, it is something else that keeps rising above anything that the president has to say, and that other thing, he can do nothing about it. It's the economy, the jobs. Where are the jobs? And that trumps everything. And that's understandable. On this broadcast, we go back to the words of Martin Luther King Jr. to explain it. Almost a half century ago, when there were war in another section in Southeast Asia, and American troops and American resources and all that this country had being plowed into that war. And Dr. King then talked about the same thing we're talking about now, asking people to live with no jobs, no income. And he said, in our society, it is murder psychologically to deprive a man of a job or an income. You are in substance saying to that man that he has no right to exist. And that's all. That's where the United States is. But even with that, there's something that's out of whack. Something doesn't fit. See, this movement of young people, primarily young people, maybe there's older people now gathering in, but it was initiated by young people. It was their idea, their movement. And it is true that you cannot have any movement. You cannot have anything to really have the promise to bringing change if you can't mobilize the young people. And when they move on their own, that is a clear sign. And that's what we have with its roots here in New York City and lower Manhattan and the area that we know as Wall Street. People say, what are they doing? I read a paper story, the headline in the paper earlier this week from the USA Today. Big headline, student loan debt passes $1 trillion. $1 trillion. Listen to this. Students and workers seeking retraining are borrowing extraordinary amounts of money through federal loan programs, potentially putting a huge burden. Putting a huge burden on the backs of young people looking for jobs and trying to start their careers. The amount of student loans taken out last year crossed the $100 billion mark for the first time, and total loans outstanding will exceed $1 trillion for the first time this year. Americans now owe more on student loans than on credit cards, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. What it is saying is that people are hurting. But it is this war and all that it has brought that has us in this grip. And we don't know what to do. There was a young Nigerian. The young fellow whose parents went to the authorities and said that the Islamic extremists had their son. And he asked for help. We heard about the kid who was 25 years old when he was on an aircraft heading for Detroit on Christmas Day, a few years back, 2009, and he was supposedly carrying some explosive in his underwear. And idea was to take this plane down. And you say, who is this kid? Who are these people? What is going on? And then, almost as with no explanation, kid goes on trial out in Detroit. I say bless Detroit. At least they are not afraid to have these trials, to try to bring these people in open court. And that's where this kid was, in open court. trial had barely got started. And then suddenly, they say, taking the federal court by surprise, the young man changed his plea on the second day of his trial. Said, I'm guilty, that's it. And they shut it down, shut it up, and this is just more in that package that we will never know. We're thrashing around in deep water in the darkness. And there are these forces that will not let us have even a glimmer of light. In New York City, they say, no, don't bring those trials here. We want more money for security. We give the police greater and greater power for security. But any time this police establishment is asked to do something, too dangerous. These people can't march. These people can't be out there. I saw a police officer, and I didn't even realize it, one of what they called the white shirts. I saw this fellow on a piece of the footage on YouTube, on the internet. And he's charging this guy, little fellow walking around a green polo shirt. And the police officer comes up from behind him, pulls him, swings him around, and starts savagely beating him. And this was a white man. Two whites. And I say it like that because I've seen police attack people who are not white that kind of way. What is going on? And it's all in this package of war and in these laws and these actions and this taking. Listen to this. Here's a Associated Press story out of Washington. A former Homeland Security Department civil rights lawyer speaking at a Justice Department civil rights conference on Wednesday, two days ago, implored the federal government to investigate the New York Police Department for its secret surveillance of Muslim communities. Shahar Aziz, a Texas Wesleyan University law professor, said the NYPD monitoring of mosques, Islamic bookstores, Muslim student groups needs to be looked into because the NYPD serves as a model for departments around the nation. She said reports by the Associated Press about the NYPD's intelligence units have troubled Muslims around the country. What's on their mind? She said in an audience to the Justice Department. That's on their mind. We've been through this. I remember NYPD used to have what they called the black desk. Spying on black people. Anybody that dares to stand up to try to change the status quo. And we don't pay any attention to it. I've not seen a serious discussion in any New York press. But here's an Associated Press story. Mentioned it a few weeks ago. Listen to this. Nobody in New York government has the expertise and authority to oversee the police department's secret intelligence operations, a leading city councilman said, raising questions about what checks exist on a department that has infiltrated mosques and subjected the entire Muslim neighborhoods to surveillance and scrutiny. Peter Vallone, the chairman of the council's public safety committee, said the council doesn't have the power to subpoena the NYPD for its intelligence records. And even if it did, he said the operations are too sophisticated for city officials to effectively oversee. Do you understand what he's saying? They are bringing expertise. They are bringing these elements of war. They're bringing all this here to New York City, and we can't even, he said, even if we wanted to have oversight, we can't. It's too sophisticated. What are they doing? And with all of this, they say to these young people, you can't have a march. We will jump on you like white on rice. Police Commissioner Kelly, he's got his idea is this. You don't have a right. You don't need to know anything. You just keep giving us more money, and don't ask any questions. And don't ask for anything. The only important thing we've asked the New York City Police to do, provide the security. We're going to try these people who were charged with blowing up the World Trade Center. Towers, bringing them down. Changing America. Really, the act of making real what President Bush said is a 100-year war. We don't know anything. And as soon as the administration, the Attorney General of the United States, asked New York City, let them know that we're going to bring these people here to federal court in Manhattan, the police said, oh, hell no. Hell no. And Schumer and King, Peter King, and all these politicians couldn't wait to get him behind. They don't want us to know anything because they understand that if they can keep us in the dark, we won't understand the money. We won't understand the surveillance. We won't understand anything. And they can sell any bill of goods that they want. And people, we can't even deal with these issues, with these humongous things that are so large. We've got a Congress that says rather than to let this president of the United States have anything even resembling any success, we will take the country over the cliff. That's what they said. We don't care. Put it in a bankruptcy rather than to let this president have anything that even resembles a success. Today, there's they vote no. We're not going to spend any money. This is the same Congress, same institution that raced to have a war in Afghanistan and today can't really explain it. I'm saying Afghanistan, I meant to say Iraq. We are losing our way. It is not supposed to be that students are carrying on their backs $1 trillion in loans. I'm at a university. I talk to kids. It is amazing to hear these young people not yet on their first job, and you don't make any money on the first job unless you sell yourself to the Wall Street greed. And they have these loans. $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 is nothing. They have to start off with all of that on their back. In this city, in New York, and what they say, if you can do it there, you can do it anywhere. And so what they have here in New York now is some kind of surveillance that they're carrying out that a member of the New York City Council, Peter Vallone, says, even if we had the oversight, these units that they're using are too sophisticated for us to even know. We are off on a dangerous road. A dangerous road. And we don't even know it. We don't even want to understand it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to be what we ought to be to stand up to our responsibility. This is a very, very serious time. We need to get a hold of our senses. And we need to recognize what is and stand up to our responsibility.
And we're back in the studios of WBAI here at 99.5 FM, the Caldwell Chronicle with Earl Caldwell, and we are in our fundraising and membership drive here at WBAI. And what we have for you this afternoon, for your consideration, we have a couple of packages, a couple of DVDs for your consideration this afternoon. One is called Race, the Power of Illusion, and another is called Banished. Both of them are for a pledge of $100. You can get either Race, the Power of Illusion for $100 or Banished for $100. We're going to start off things this afternoon with the DVD entitled Race, the Power of an Illusion. And as we did sometime earlier in the week, in fact, the last week, we're going to start mid-part through this DVD. It's in several episodes. In fact, there are three very lengthy episodes. And we're going to start episode number three, The House We Live In. Race may be a biological myth, but racism gives different groups vastly different life chances. And we want to start it right there for your consideration, certainly, and we hope that you will support the Caldwell Chronicle with Earl Caldwell, with your calls, with your pledges of support this afternoon on this broadcast. It is very important that we continue to be able to bring you this information and the voice of Earl Caldwell on Friday afternoons. Usually on Friday at 4 o'clock, Earl comes to these airwaves. At this particular time, Howard Jordan is on the air. But we're going a bit long today, so we're going to start with Race, the Power of an Illusion, talking about this whole concept of race here on the Caldwell Chronicle. Please stay tuned.
It is all around us. It is an illusion and yet profoundly real. What we perceive as race is one of the first things we notice about each other. Skin, darker or lighter. Eyes, round or almond. Blue, black, brown. Hair, curly, straight, blonde or dark. And attached to these characteristics is a mosaic of values, assumptions, and historical meanings. Even those of us who claim we don't believe the stereotypes can easily recite them.
The average person on the street thinks that race consists of differences in physical appearance. They also think that from looking at a person's physical appearance, that they can find out or know more subtle things about them. Race is not a level of biological division that we find in anatomically modern humans. There are no subspecies in the human beings that live today.
And that's quite shocking to a lot of individuals. When you look and you think you see race, to be told that no, you don't see race, you just think you see race, that yeah, it's based on your cultural lens, that's extremely challenging.
Just because race isn't a biological reality doesn't mean it isn't real. Being classified as Asian or Black or Latino has never carried the same advantages in our society as being white.
Race in itself means nothing. The markers of race, skin color, hair texture, the things that we identify as the racial markers mean nothing unless they are given social meaning and unless there's public policy and private actions that act upon those kinds of characteristics. That creates race.
Physical differences don't make race. What makes race are the laws and practices that affect life chances and opportunities based on those differences. If we look carefully, we can see how our institutions and policies have assigned racial identities and reinforced racial inequality throughout the 20th century.
And this is something I think that all immigrant groups experience in one way or another when they come to America, no matter what point in time it is, because they come to a country that has historically always been highly racialized. It's a country where race has its origins in slavery, as well as in the conquest of Native American Indians. So anybody coming from the outside after that point has to fit into this racialized society in some way. And it's not always clear how people are going to fit in right away.
At the start of the 20th century, as millions of immigrants arrived from all over the world, lawmakers and social scientists debated how all of them, including the new European arrivals, would fit into the hierarchy of races already here. They came seeking economic opportunity, freedom, and a future for their families. Of the 23 million newcomers between 1880 and 1920, the vast majority were from Eastern and Southern Europe. Immigrants often work the hardest, poorest paying, and most dangerous jobs, along with the so-called inferior races already here. Blacks, Mexicans, and Chinese.
Cities with enormous slums developed as the ugly side of industrialization. Ugly both in terms of the aesthetic of American cities, but also ugly in terms of the solidifying of class differences and class tension. As all of those things became apparent, the immigrant became the symbol for what America might be becoming.
By 1910, 58% of American mining and factory workers were immigrants. Like Mexicans and African Americans, Italians, Slavs, and Jews were often desired as laborers, but also feared, seen as promiscuous, lazy, or stupid. Some saw it as a racial invasion. Charles Davenport, a famous biologist, expressed those fears in 1911. "The population of the United States," wrote Davenport, "will, on account of the great influx of blood from southeastern Europe, rapidly become darker in pigment, smaller in stature, more given to crimes of larceny, kidnapping, assault, murder, rape, and sexual immorality. And the ratio of insanity in the population will rapidly increase."
And this was also a time when scientific race theory began to take off, and people began to look at society and look at at groups of people in more racialized terms. So people were perceived as being separate races. So you had kind of a higher order of white races, you know, which were seen as the Nordics, as opposed to what many of the nativists called the lower races of Europe.
There are various groups like the American Breeders Association, the Eugenics Research Association, who not only are doing research on various racial types, in this case, Hebrews, Slavs, Mediterraneans, what we would call now the Caucasian race, would break it down to 35 or 37 or 45 races for study. And a lot of the language was beginning to get at the idea that those differences were actually rooted in reproduction. They were rooted in inheritable traits. They were heritable. They were biological. They were immutable.
The more the newcomers were forced into low-paying jobs and diseased tenements, the more these conditions were explained as natural consequences of their innate racial character. Biology was destiny. Which side of the racial divide you found yourself on could be a matter of life or death. Between 1890 and 1920, 2,500 African Americans were lynched in the South. In 1915, Leo Frank, a Jew living in Atlanta, was pulled from jail and hanged by a mob for allegedly killing a white girl. Writing about the lynching, a black journalist wondered, is the Jew a white man?
Some historians have suggested that these new immigrant groups from Europe were in between peoples. They were in a transitional stage when compared to Anglo-Saxon Protestants, groups such as Italians or Jews were seen as not being fully white, perhaps. But when compared to African Americans or when compared to Asians, their whiteness became more salient, became more visible.
Could European ethnics become fully white and thus fully American? By 1910, a new term was entering popular culture to describe the transformation of Europeans. The phrase came from the title of a Broadway play by Israel Zangwill. God, said Zangwill, would melt down the races of Europe into a single pure essence, out of which he would mold Americans.
So when the Irish, when Germans, when Italians were coming and they didn't speak the language, they didn't know the culture, the idea was they will assimilate into Americanhood. They will become American, which in the American tradition has meant white American. But that melting pot never included people of color. Blacks, Chinese, Puerto Ricans, etc., could not melt into the pot. They could be used as wood to produce the fire for the pot, but they could not be used as material to be melted into the pot.
Whiteness was key to citizenship. In 1790, Congress had passed an act declaring that only free white immigrants could become naturalized citizens. After the Civil War, naturalization was extended to persons of African descent as well. But it was the white citizen who had clear access to the vote, sat on juries, was elected to public office, and had better jobs. Whiteness was not simply a matter of skin color. To be white was to gain the full rewards of American citizenship.
In order to be a naturalized citizen in this country, you had to be categorized as white or black. And almost everybody who tried to naturalize, all but I think one case that went to the Supreme Court, all of them were people trying to be categorized as white. So the court had to make decisions about who was white and who was not.
Courts and legislators had long been in the business of conferring racial identities. In the South, to enforce Jim Crow segregation and laws against mixed marriages, courts had to first determine who was black under law.
And here's where it really gets interesting. You got some places, for example, Virginia. Virginia law defined a black person as a person with 1/16th African ancestry. Now, Florida defined a black person as a person with 1/8th African ancestry. Now, Alabama said, you're black if you got any black ancestry, any African ancestry at all. But you know what this means? You can walk across a state line and literally, legally change race. Now, what does race mean under those circumstances? You give me the power, I can make you any race I want you to be, because it is a social, political construction.
In 1909, American courts had that power. That year, the U.S. Court of Appeals in Massachusetts ruled that Armenians, often classified as Asiatic Turks, were legally white. If Armenians could be designated white, what of the other so-called Asiatic races? Filipinos, Syrians, the Japanese. Could they also petition successfully to be designated white by the courts and thus become Americans? In 1922, when Japanese businessman Takao Ozawa petitioned the Supreme Court for naturalization, many in the Japanese community believed his was the perfect test case.
Takao Ozawa came from Japan, went to the University of California at Berkeley for a few years, then moved to Hawaii where he had a family, and he applied to become a naturalized citizen in 1915.
My father wrote his own brief and everything, and he was really devoted. He wanted to become an American citizen, and nothing would stop him. He was determined.
Japanese growers in California watched Ozawa's case closely. By 1920, a series of alien land acts prohibited many non-citizens from owning or leasing land. Without a legal designation of whiteness to make them citizens, Japanese immigrants could not have the full protection of American law, no matter how long they lived in the country. In his brief, Ozawa argued that his skin was as white as any so-called Caucasian, if not whiter. But he made a much more important second argument.
But a second argument was that race shouldn't matter for citizenship. What really mattered was a person's beliefs.
My honesty and industriousness are well known among my Japanese and American friends. In name, Benedict Arnold was an American, but at heart he was a traitor. In name, I am not an American. But at heart, I am a true American.
The articles would come out in the paper. I thought, ooh, what did he do? You know, I thought only bad things came out in the paper, and I was kind of ashamed, you know, when I was a child. And it was just the way we were brought up. I didn't have any Oriental friends. My neighbors were all Caucasian, and so he was so determined to get us, well, when the time came, to be American citizens.
The Supreme Court ruled that Ozawa could not be a citizen. They said he was not white within the meaning of the statute and therefore not eligible to citizenship. And the court said, well, he's not white because he's not Caucasian, and Caucasians are whites. He did everything right. He learned English. He had a lifestyle that was American. He went to Christian church on Sunday. He dressed as a Westerner. He brought up his children as Americans. He did everything he was supposed to do. And yet he's told that he can't be a citizen.
On listener-supported Pacifica Radio, I'm Earl Caldwell. This is the Caldwell Chronicle special edition this Friday afternoon. We are in the halfway through our fundraising drive here at WBAI, and we need your support. Our telephone number is 212-209-2950. We have a series this afternoon to offer is premiums. These premiums are our gift to you in exchange for your support to the station. We are focusing on the issue of race. We are coming at this afternoon in really a historic way. We have this special DVD series. It's a two-set series, three huge episodes, each one with 18 chapters. It takes on this issue of race in ways that you will find stunning. That's yours for a gift of $100. We also have a DVD by the name of Banished. It is a story, American story, a historical story of what happens to people, what can happen because of race, how we can take your property, how we can take your lives, how we can have a built-in legal apparatus that can banish you to, well, from towns, whole towns, just banish you, take everything. This is American history, Banished. That also is yours for a gift of $100. If you take both of them, your gift, we knock $50 off, it's $150 for Banished and Race. And in addition, we have our special pack for $365. And listen to this. For $365, you get the entire Race package. You get Race, The Power of Illusion. You just heard an excerpt from it. We're going to play more. You get Banished. That's the documentary I was just telling you about, made by Marco Williams. I know that gentleman. This is a powerful documentary. We also have in that package, Before They Die. It's a true story of the survivors of the 1921 Tulsa race riot. That's what it's called. It's about the economics, race, American history, stories not told, powerful. We also have Amos Wilson in a two CD set, Beyond White Racism, the great scholar Amos Wilson. And in addition, the dessert in that package, A Great and Mighty Walk. This is John Henrik Clark. All of that in this package for $365. It is an amazing package. And this afternoon, these premiums, they're bedrock, because it has always been in this country, that's the source of the great American dilemma, these issues on race. We're focusing on them. We're going to bring truths to you this afternoon that you will find stunning if you stay with us and hear these excerpts. Each one of these CDs has Race, The Power of Illusion. It has three segments, three episodes, each one with 18 chapters. It's very powerful. And lastly, and it's 5 minutes till four, we need your support. I wasn't able to be here last week, and I always say that our broadcast, if we can't show support, there are too many people and too many forces that would like to lop us off. And so we appeal to you not to let that happen. I believe that we have great, good, valuable premiums that we're offering. But we really have to have your support. We cannot continue without your support. So it's crucial this afternoon that you find a way to give us a signal. If you don't want any of the premiums, call up and get a membership. But we need you to do something. We need this Friday afternoon for you to stand up for the station, for what we're trying to do, for the right to be heard, for many voices and not just the few voices, the same old bell with the same old sound. Let us come out of this Friday being able to say, yes, you may criticize us, but we have support. Your support is measured by how you hear the telephone ring. When you hear the phone ringing, that means that that some of you are on the line calling and voicing that support. We need all of you this Friday afternoon. Our telephone number is 212-209-2950. You will not be disappointed with this package. We offer the grand package for $365, or either Banished and Race for $150, or just the series on Race for $100. Each one of them in their own way are remarkable and hugely valuable. So let us hear from you. Let us take a minute out to say, to call up and say in a clear way that you support WBAI, that you support the idea, the very idea of someone being allowed to be on the air that doesn't have to have the stamp of approval from these big corporations that are blinded in their decisions by race. You understand the penalty that you pay and all that surges through this. This is our focus this Friday afternoon. So I'm appealing to you to join us now. Make your voice heard. Make your expression to Pacifica Radio, and in making it to Pacifica Radio, you make it to New York City. They monitor us. This intelligence that we talk about, it focuses on us. So they know. They know whether we are hanging on by our fingertips or whether we truly have support. They know whether they can knock us out or whether we have what it takes to survive and to thrive and to get to a higher place. Because one day, time will come when we're going to get past this. But right now, right today, we are in the midst of a fierce fight. We are in the midst of a fierce fight in this country, and it has to do with all of the things that we've talked about so far this Friday. So let us hear from you. Join in the battle. Join in the battle for Pacifica Radio, and join in the battle to help us here at the Caldwell Chronicle to stay on the air, stay strong, and to be able to show that we do have support. We only have one call on the line. I'm going to shut up. I want to hear from you. Thank you so much.
And, Earl, I think that you're quite right when you say the right to be heard. And that's what we have here. We have the right to be heard, the access to these microphones, telling the truths that we know, Earl telling the stories that he knows based upon a lifetime in professional reporting. And that's what Earl calls it, his reporting career. And we need some support coming in right now as we approach the top of the hour. If there's anyone out there that is listening to this broadcast as we're in our fundraising drive, our fall fundraising and membership drive, and can pledge, give us a pledge at the $1,000 level, give us a $1,000 matching fund. You know, Earl, you had a we had somebody, I think last year at some time, that did, in fact, pledge $1,000 to the radio station. A lovely young woman that we had dinner with and some of her family members. And that is possible. You can do that as well. You can join those callers on the line now at 212-209-2950. And what these things are, these DVDs, the Power of Illusion, and hear Alton Maddox talking with Earl Caldwell, then we'd like to hear from you now. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Only 3 in 10, only 2 in 10 people that actually listen to this broadcast right now are actually subscribers. It's probably even lower than that. Well, only 2 in 10 will actually make the call. We want to get it up to 3 in 10. And we can do that if you make that call right now. 212-209-2950. 205-209-2950 is the number to call for the Caldwell Chronicle, Race, the Power of Illusion, for a pledge of $100. Make your calls now. We'll be going back in just a few moments to another excerpt from Race, the Power of Illusion. It's a powerful presentation, and we're going to offer that to you as a, again, as a thank you gift. Thank you for those calls coming in as a thank you gift for joining us at the $100 level. Race the Power of Illusion, 212-209-2950. And you can avail yourself, if you'd like, to get the 4 DVD and 2 CD pack. That's available. Talk to the volunteers. They're standing by right now, ready to take your calls. 212-209-2950.
212-209-2950. That is the phone number to call. We have 4 callers on the line, but I have given Earl, tasked Earl with raising $3,000 at the very least each hour. Not just 4 of you is going to do it this afternoon, folks. We're going to have to step up our game. We've got that major pack on the table for you, $1 a day to WBAI. That pack includes the DVD Banished. It also includes this DVD, which we have been featuring. This is it, and this is 3 hours by itself. An incredibly powerful presentation, as Michael G was pointing out. 3 hours, it looks at the science of race. It looks at the culture of race. It goes through so much information. It's something that you're really going to want to have in your collection for a pledge of just $100. But on the table, as I was describing a moment ago, is the dollar a day pack. Now, you can support the Caldwell Chronicle at the dollar a day level. We're going to send you out in that pack the 2 CD set from Amos Wilson, Beyond White Racism. We're going to send you this DVD. That is Race, the Power of an Illusion. We're also going to send to you Before They Die. And we're going to send to you the DVD Banished. That's for a pledge of just $365 or $1 a day. There are many of you out there who can afford to spend that dollar a day for WBAI. You spend that on your coffee every morning, or you spend that on your newspaper every morning. You can do that for WBAI. And there is one other item in there that I forgot to mention. It's John Henry Clark's A Great and Mighty Walk. Now that's 4 DVDs and a CD set for your pledge at the dollar a day level. 212-209-2950. And Earl, we're going to go back to this DVD in a minute, but we want to see 5 more people join those 4 people that are on the line now. So let's get 5 more callers calling and pledging at the $100 level for this DVD, Race, the Power of an Illusion. You're going to be very happy to have it in your collection. There's the first one, Earl.
Yes, we can get those calls. And I want to just reiterate, this dollar a day package is extraordinary. It is extraordinary. You have heard pieces of these from time to time. This is your opportunity to get the entire package. And it's like we said, it's a dollar a day. One of the things is this Friday, and Tony, our program director, said it right flat out. We have goals we have to make. This broadcast, we're running behind, and we need you to make your statement this Friday afternoon. We need you to tie up our telephone lines. Make us look bad by not having enough people to volunteer, because on this Friday, we need everyone to stand up and be counted. There is something in the air in New York that is saying that, yes, we can. It's surging all across, and we need to be strong and to be sure that we can be on the air to have our input in that discussion. So let us hear from you. 212-209-2900. We have
we've got the first 2 of those callers, Earl.
Okay.
So we need three more people to join. 212-209-2950. It's just a $100 pledge for a 3-hour film that absolutely deconstructs the mythology around race, looks at the science, the genetics, telling us we really are the same underneath our skin. So this false construct of race is very much that, an illusion. 212-209-2950. 3 more of you now calling and pledging at the $100 level to receive this incredible documentary, Race, the Power of an Illusion. You do that, and we're going to get back to more from this DVD. So let's hear from you now. We also have that in a pack with Banished, which is a film about black folks being run off their land, having their heritages stolen, and that chase for reparations to have that returned. We're going to throw that in. You can get the 2 of those for a pledge of $150. But if you want to do yourself a favor and get an education this afternoon, an entire education, you can call in and pledge at the $365 level. We'll send you the John Henry Clark, Banished, Race, Amos Wilson, Beyond Racism, and Earl, what's that other movie that I just left out of the package?
Before They Die.
That's right, Before They Die, which is about Black Wall Street Talk. So
yes.
Oklahoma, we're going to include
hugely
that
important.
One in there, too.
Hugely
Another
important.
Film looking at reparations and the loss of Black heritage. 212-209-2950. Thank you for that phone call. And we're going to go back now to more from the DVD, Race, The Power of an Illusion.
Rule that according to the best-known science, Ozawa was not Caucasian, but of the Mongolian race. But the court would not be bound by science in policing the boundaries of whiteness. Only 3 months after Ozawa, the court took up the case of Bhagat Singh Thind, a South Asian immigrant and U.S. Army veteran who petitioned for citizenship on the grounds that Indians were of the Aryan or Caucasian race, and therefore white.
And he makes the scientific argument, having learned something actually from the Ozawa case, that he is Caucasian. He gets scientific authority to speak on his behalf, that in fact South Asians are included in the Caucasian race.
So here the court was in a bind because they were presented with so-called scientific evidence that Indians were Caucasian. And the court solved this problem by saying that it didn't matter what science said, so-called science. They actually said white is not something that can be scientifically determined, but white is something that is subjectively understood by who they called the common person, the common man.
It may be true, reasoned the court, that the blonde Scandinavian and the brown Hindu have a common ancestor in the dim reaches of antiquity. But the average man knows perfectly well that there are unmistakable and profound differences between them today. The same court that used science to determine whiteness in Ozawa 3 months before now refuted its own reasoning in Thind. Thind might well be Caucasian, the High Court said, but he was not white. The justices never said what whiteness was, only what it wasn't. Their implied logic was a circular one. Whiteness was what the common white man said it was.
The court often decided who was white and who wasn't based on whether they just felt that the person would politically fit well into the kind of society that we were trying to build. And sometimes it was pretty explicit that this is what the court was doing.
There was widespread racial views that Asians were undesirable, that they threatened to contaminate the American society. Basically, that Asians are too different, that they can't ever really become like the rest of us.
The consequences of the unanimous verdict in U.S. versus Thind were catastrophic for the Indian community. South Asians who had naturalized before the verdict were stripped of their citizenship and property. Vaishno Das Begay was a successful merchant who fled British tyranny in India to raise his family in a free country. After his American citizenship was revoked, he took his own life. He left a suicide note for his family and another for the public. But now they come and say to me, I am no longer an American citizen. What have I made of myself and my children? We cannot exercise our rights. We cannot leave this country. Humility and insults, blockades this way, and bridges burned behind. For the Japanese community, the verdicts in the Ozawa and Thind cases were equally devastating. Now, as aliens ineligible for citizenship, many growers were unable to purchase or even lease land to stay in business. thousands of acres were seized from Japanese immigrants and sold to white farmers. By the time the racial requirement for naturalization was finally removed in 1952, Takao Ozawa was long dead.
The notion that Asians are racially unassimilable and that they're ineligible to citizenship because of their race is something that I think has had a real enduring effect. The fact that they were seen as non-American enabled many Americans to see them as the enemy, and to strip them totally of their civil liberties and to put them in internment camps during World War II. The legacy of this idea is that even those who are third or fourth generation Asian Americans are still perceived as foreigners.
In 1924, Congress passed the Johnson-Reed Immigration Act, which effectively banned Asian immigration until 1965. Johnson-Reed also cut immigration from Eastern and Southern Europe to a trickle.
Your blood's the same as mine. Mine's the same as his. Do you know what this wonderful country is made up?
It's made up. World War II found the U.S. at war with Nazi Germany and Japan. Films like the 1945 Oscar-winning short, The House I Live In, called for national unity and ethnic tolerance.
What is America to me? A name.
And these other distinctions which had carried so much power in an earlier period, Celt, Slav, Anglo-Saxon, started to fade away. They had no purchase because those distinctions didn't seem to hold the key to any social questions that were worth answering anymore. The more important and more pressing political social questions seemed to hinge on black and white.
All races and religions.
Sinatra's song was one of tolerance, but the line that sang of my neighbor's black and white was cut from the film.
So long, man.
Bye. Bye.
European immigrants were learning that whiteness was more than skin color. It was the privilege of opportunity, and above all, exclusive.
There's this whole very standard narrative of the European mobility model. We came here with nothing. We worked hard. We pulled ourselves up by our bootstraps. And it's offered up as proof of the openness of the American economic order.
Left out of the bootstrap myth of European ethnics was access to opportunities closed to non-whites. Roosevelt's New Deal reforms offered many Americans a path out of poverty.
This Social Security measure gives at least some protection to 50 millions of our citizens.
But the original Social Security program excluded farm workers and domestics, most of whom were non-white. And many unions locked blacks and Mexicans into low-paying jobs, or kept them out altogether. But perhaps the best example of how European ethnics would finally gain the full benefits of whiteness came with an innovation in housing at the end of World War II. It was a time when hundreds of thousands of GIs came home ready to start families, but had no place to live.
Living space was at a premium. When in the Bronx, they tried building Quonset huts, and they turned to slums. All the Quonset huts had just disintegrated. There were two families sharing a hut, one family at one end, one family at the other, and before you know it, they were awful.
FHA came to the rescue by insuring long-term, low-monthly payment mortgage loans.
Veterans needed homes for families. They turned to a revolutionary New Deal housing program, It would racialize housing, wealth, and opportunity for decades in ways few could have imagined.
In the 1930s, the federal government created the Federal Housing Administration, whose job it was to provide loans, or the backing for loans, to average Americans so they could purchase a home.
Due to the stimulation of the National Housing Act, from every section of the country come reports of vastly...
In order to purchase a house in America prior to 1930s, you had to pay 50% of the sales price up front. The new terms of purchasing a home was that you put 10% or 20% down, and the bank financed 80% of it, not over 5 years, but over 30 years, at relatively low rates. This opened up the opportunities for Americans to own homes like ever before. The average person could own that home.
If these terms sound familiar, they should, because this is essentially the same financing scheme that allows most Americans to own their homes today. Federal programs and banks sank millions into the home construction industry. Their message to veterans, you can afford a new home. Buy a new home now. On the outskirts of Baltimore, Memphis, Chicago, Los Angeles, Denver, and other cities, brand new communities sprang up. One of the most famous was a Long Island potato field transformed into 17,000 new homes. It was called Levittown. Tax dollars helped make the single-family home a mass-produced consumer item. The American dream had a new name, suburbia.
You have to remember, the people who came here in 1947, 1948, were young ex-GIs whose uppermost concern was taking advantage of the GI Bill and making things better for themselves.
Before moving to Levittown, Herb Callisman and his wife Doris lived in a cramped attic apartment in New York City.
And when we began to look for an apartment, we found that the apartments were $100, $125, $150 a month. I know that's unbelievable today, but it was too expensive for us. And out here in Levittown, the mortgage payments were $65 a month.
Your kitchen dazzles every eye.
A brand new sink, a built-in oven, a new refrigerator, and a...
If you were buying a Levitt home in 1947, 48, 49, 50, and 51, you would get... This would be your kitchen. You would get a GE stove, GE refrigerator, and a Bendix wash machine. It would be part of the real estate.
We came to Levittown and we found the model house, and we walked in and we looked around, and of course, in the eyes of a young man who was raised in the ghetto, so to speak, it was an interesting experience, interesting lifestyle, seeing all the new modern conveniences. Very fascinating.
Eugene Burnett came home with almost a million other black GIs. They had fought for the country in segregated ranks. They returned hoping for equality and the American dream. For many, that dream was a new home for little money down and some of the easiest credit terms in history.
I went up to the salesman. We're interested in your home, we're interested in buying one, and what is the procedure? Is there an application to be filled out? So forth. So he looked at me, looked around, and he said to me, he says, listen, it's not me, but the owners of this development have not as yet decided to sell these homes to Negroes.
It was as though it wasn't real. You can't imagine. But for someone to come out and actually tell you that they can't sell to you. You know, I was really on an up. Man, look at this house. Can you imagine having this? And then for them to tell me because of the color of my skin, I can't be a part of it.
The FHA underwriters warned that the presence of even one or two non-white families could undermine real estate values in the new suburbs. These government guidelines were widely adopted by private industry. Race had long played a role in local real estate practices. Starting in the 1930s, government officials institutionalized a national appraisal system where race was as much a factor in real estate assessment as the condition of the property. Using this scheme, federal investigators evaluated 239 cities across the country for financial risk.
So that those communities that were all white, suburban, and far away from minority areas, they received the highest rating, and that was the color green. Those communities that were all minority or in the process of changing, they got the lowest rating. And the color red. They were redlined. As a consequence, most of the mortgages went to suburbanizing America, and it suburbanized it racially.
Our telephone number is 212-209-2950. I'm Earl Caldwell with Michael G. Haskins, a special edition this afternoon of the Caldwell Chronicle. Special because this afternoon we are coming to again to ask you for your support. This is our fall drive. We are halfway through, and I have to be quite frank with you and say for the Caldwell Chronicle, we're a long way back. So we need you to step up this afternoon. We have a package. We call it our dollar a day package. I don't believe we've ever offered anything to match this. We have the three DVD set that you've just been listening to some of it about the race, the power of the illusion. But it's not just the illusion. This gets into the economics of it and all of these things, and also how this is an American thing. It is very powerful. You have to listen to the whole thing. We're going to play excerpts. Then we have Banished. Banished talks about how and what happened in other periods of time in this country with black people and property. Take your property. Run all the blacks out of town. It's not, we're talking about legally doing this and taking everything. You are never here. Both of those for your gift of $150. But in our $365 package, you not only get Race, the Power of Illusion, and Banished, but you get Before They Die. That's the great story of the Wall Street, the Black Wall Street, true story from 1921. You get the great John Henry Clark, A Great and Mighty Walk. That's his great lecture. You get Amos Wilson, a 2-CD set. All of this in this package. I would urge you, if you can, to take that package because it's just not for you. You know, you got to get it for the children too. Absolutely. You got to get it for the students who are heading off to college. These things are in the debate now. It's our obligation. They don't put the stuff in the, the kids don't even know this stuff because it's not in the history books. You give them Banished and see how they gravitate to it. Our telephone number is 212-209-2950. We do not have a single call on the line.
Well, we got to straighten that out.
Let us
right
hear
now,
from you. Let us hear from you now. We need you to light these telephone lines up. 212-209-2950.
That is the number to call. And we have volunteers standing by, so there's no shortage of volunteers here this afternoon, but we want you to become members of this radio station and support the Caldwell Chronicle. You listen every Friday at 4 p.m. and now it's 25 after 4. We're about just about the halfway mark of this 3-hour edition of the Caldwell Chronicle. The number to call, thank you for that call, is 212-209-2950. Earl and I have been working together on this program for about 10 years. It's been my privilege to be with him on this broadcast. I've seen it develop and grow, and you as well. I've spoken to you, and I've talked to just some of the people in the volunteer room now, our listeners, our supporters of the Caldwell Chronicle, and we want you, if you're a listener, if you support the Caldwell Chronicle and Earl's access to these microphones, telling you the truths that he knows, you will not hear this anywhere else, but you'll hear it here. You will hear his conversations with Les Payne, 212-209-2950. The individuals down at Hampton that he brings in from time to time to talk with him about what they're doing, about what's going on in the classroom, talking to the students, talking about this history, and speaking of Banished. We'll hear that a little bit later on, but right now we're talking about race, the power of an illusion. 212-209-2950. We have a call engaged right now, but we have to have more than one call. We have to have we need you to call now in significant numbers. We need about 10 of you to call right now. 10 or 12 of you to call right now if you're listening to this broadcast and want to support the Caldwell Chronicle.
We need you to call. We're coming up to the half hour mark. Thank you very much. We appreciate that call. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on the line right now. That's me jumping ahead. We got 5 on the line right now, but we've got 2 more coming. Let us hear from you. 212-209-2950. Take this Friday afternoon and say you're going to fulfill your obligation to Pacifica Radio WBAI here in New York City. We can be strong if we have your support. You give us your support, then there's so much that we can do. But without your support, you know, we're hanging on a very thin thread. So don't give up. Let us hear from you.
212-209-2950 is the phone number for you to call to make your pledge at the $100 level to receive this 3-hour documentary. You heard that part about the redlining. They drew a red line on the map so that we couldn't get loans in those areas. I was supposed to hit that cough button. I hit it after the fact. Excuse me.
That's okay. That's okay.
But this goes through the history. It goes through the genetics of race. It's scientific. It's cultural. It's political. And it's 3 hours of material, folks. It's a fantastic, I've been calling it the premium of the fun drive, because there's so much. Earl, you're going to have to take it from me.
Yes, and I agree, it is. This package we offer that we're offering this Friday afternoon, this is the star of this drive. This is the star of this drive, and this is the story of America. But so much that we know, we have an idea about, it is all laid out in all of these different packages. This is a stunning package that we're offering. Please get on board. We need to hear from you right now. The number, you know the number, 212-209-2950. The number doesn't change. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 calls
on
the
line. Earl, let's get it up to 10.
We're going to make it to 10. We need 3 more calls. We're coming up at this half hour. 3 more calls. Make that easy. Make us know that you're with us. With those calls.
212-209-2950. It's just a $100 pledge. The DVD after, you know, Earl, I thought that we actually put this price a little too low for this premium because
yes.
It's been so popular. Everybody has been calling to get this. This, folks, is an education by itself. It's something you're going to want to watch with your kids. It's something you might want to donate to a library. It's something you might want to give to a school if you are a teacher. There is so much material in here and so many different topics. It approaches the subject of race from so many different angles. 212-209-2950. Just a $100 pledge. If you want, though, to get that along with Banished, that's a pledge of 100 and is that 150?
150.
That's right. $150.
We'll
send you 2
off.
Of them. But
yes.
Now, if you want a package, if you want an education this afternoon,
the package
of the fun drive, you're going to get that film, Race, The Power of an Illusion. You're also going to get John Henrik Clark, A Great and Mighty Walk. You're also going to get Before They Die, which looks at the Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a pogrom that took place in that town. You're also going to get Amos Wilson's 2-CD set, Beyond White Racism. And we're going to send you another film, which is in the pack. I think it's a fourth DVD in there.
Before They Die, and John Henry Clark is in there.
Yes, and Banished, right. Banished is the one I talked about a minute ago.
Yes,
so we got it for you. That's a pledge of $1 a day to WBAI.
Extraordinary.
Many of you can do that. And if, as Michael has said, you are out there and you can pledge that $1,000, that $5,000 in support of the Caldwell Chronicle, give us a matching pledge this afternoon. We have started out a little slow. We took some time. There's some breaking news. The president has said he's going to remove all of the troops from Iraq by the end of the year. We had to cover that certainly at the top of this program, but we had to get back to the business of WBAI as well. So we're asking you to step up and keep help us step up our game, because we started out a little slow this afternoon, and we are in catch-up mode. We have to raise $3,000 in each of these hours. Let's hear from you now. 212-209-2950 to pledge your support at the $100 level for Race, the Power of an Illusion. And it is an illusion, but it is an illusion perpetuated by this American society. It is an illusion that it's taken advantage of in this society, but it is still an illusion. 212-209-2950, a $100 pledge for Race, the Power of an Illusion. But Earl,
in that $150 package with Race, the Power of Illusion, we give you Banished. There are stories not told. This is one of the classic stories not told about the way, simply because of skin color, people were moved completely out of a town. Completely out. You leave your home. Everything that you own is confiscated. This is an American story. I tell you, the young man who made this film, he came down to Hampton University, Marco Williams, and I talked with him. Students talked with him. We opened it up. And I tell you, and our auditorium was crowded, even with so many white people came in, because this was documenting story not told. People couldn't believe what they saw with this documentary. It was stunning, both of these. This Banished and Race, the Power of Illusion, yours both for your premium, your gift to us, your support for us at the $150 level. But as Tony said, this Friday, we're pleased to offer what we call the package of the drive, the dollar a day package of the drive. And that offers a CD set from Amos Wilson, the great lecturer. We have the tremendous John Henry Clark and A Great and Mighty Walk. And you know, John Henry Clark, you know him. And you know so much of what his voice is disappearing. If you don't have it, this is your chance to get it in that package. Before They Die, they call them the riots of Wall Street. It was the taking of the Black Wall Street. And in addition, Banished and the Power of Illusion. All of yours, dollar a day. 212-209-2950. One other thing. We are behind. We're lagging. You say you support us. We need an expression from you this Friday afternoon. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you now.
212-209-2950. And we're going to get back to a little more from the film, Race, the Power of an Illusion. Please, please, please continue to make those phones ring. We're in catch-up mode on the Caldwell Chronicle this afternoon. 212-209-2950.
My family, like a lot of families, was in Detroit, struggling to buy a house. You had a dual housing market, one white, one black. A housing market with one with a lot of demand, another housing market with very little demand. My father lives in the house that I grew up in. The house today, five-bedroom house, is worth about $20,000. That same house bought in the suburbs would be worth today about $320,000. So whites moving to the suburb were being subsidized in the accumulation of wealth, while blacks were being divested.
And these were public policy decisions in which, on one hand, people were given access to property, given title, and subsequently wealth, and on another hand, where people were not given access to property, did not generate wealth, and did not generate the kind of opportunity for the next generation.
So if you can get a government loan and with your GI Bill, your newly earned college degree, and buy a house in an all-white area that then appreciates in value, that then you can pass on to your children, then you're passing on wealth that has all been made more available to you as a consequence of racist policies and practices. To the child of that parent, it looks like my father worked hard, bought a house, passed his wealth on to me, made it possible for me to go to school, mortgaged that house so I could have, you know, a relatively debt-free college experience and finance my college education. How come your father didn't do that? You know, well, there's some good reasons why maybe your father had a harder time doing it if you're African American or Latino or Native American.
And the thing that's really slick about whiteness, if you will, is that most of the benefits can be obtained without ever doing anything personally. For whites, they're getting the spoils of the racist system, even if they're not personally racist.
To glimpse one of the far-reaching consequences of racial inequality, you need only consider one statistic: comparative net worth or wealth. If you add up everything you own and subtract all your debts, what's left is your net worth.
Today, the average black family has only 1/8 the net worth or assets of the average white family. That difference has seemingly grown since the 1960s, since the civil rights triumphs, and is not explained by other factors like education, earnings rates, savings rates. It is really the legacy of racial inequality from generations past. No other measure captures the legacy, the sort of cumulative disadvantage of race, or cumulative advantage of race for whites, than net worth or wealth.
Even with the same income, white families have on average twice the wealth of black families. Much of that difference lies in the value of their homes. But what happens when we compare families along the color line who have similar wealth?
When you make the right comparison, when you compare a black kid from a family with the same income and wealth level as the white kid from the similar economic situation, rates of college graduation are the same. Rates of employment and work hours are the same. Rates of welfare usage are the same. So when we're talking about race in terms of a cultural accounting of these differences or a genetic accounting of these differences, we're really missing the picture because we're making the wrong comparison.
We want to be a colorblind society that values the content of character over the color of skin. The hope of thousands of newcomers who arrive each year is that we already are.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic of which...
I don't see color. I see people, the saying goes.
There are people from 100 other nations who look different from you. People whose religion, history, skin color, and reason for being here today may be different from yours.
But in post-civil rights America, is color blindness the same as equality?
The notion of color blindness came to us from that famous I Have a Dream speech of Dr. Martin Luther King, where he said that people should be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of the skin. And what has happened in the post-civil rights era is that whites have assumed that we're already there, that we're in a society where color does not matter.
On the one hand, the civil rights era officially ended inequality of opportunity, officially ended de jure legal inequality. At the same time, those civil rights triumphs did nothing to address the underlying economic and social inequalities that had already been in place. It doesn't recognize the fact that the rewards, the house, the Lexus, the big bank account, those are not only the rewards of the pot of gold at the end of the game, they're also the starting position for the next generation.
The wealth gap grows. The advantages of being white accumulate from one generation to the next.
what are the benefits or the advantages to being white in a society that has historically given benefits and advantages to members of the dominant group? And if you are a person who has that privilege, you don't necessarily notice it.
So until we recognize that there's really no way to talk about equality of opportunity without talking about equality of condition, then we're stuck with this paradoxical idea of a colorblind society in a society that's totally unequal by color.
Claiming we don't see race won't end racial inequality. As Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun said, to get beyond racism, we must first take account of race. There is no other way.
And just as we're born into this system, we don't ask to be loaded up with stereotypes or omissions or distortions when we come into the world. We don't ask to be in a structure which is unfair, but that's what we have inherited. Whether you identify as a person of color, whether you identify as a white person, it doesn't matter.
I think we have to be uncomfortable with the present racial arrangement. In a sense, I think we have to be willing to be uncomfortable, willing to demand more of ourselves and more of our country, and willing to make the invisible visible.
I think we all have to think about, what can I influence? I don't influence everything, but the things I do influence, I can think about, how am I making this a more equitable environment? I can ask myself, who's included in this picture and who isn't? Who's had opportunities in my environment and who hasn't? What can I do about that?
Telephone number is 212-209-2950. I'm Earl Caldwell. This is a special edition of the Caldwell Chronicle. We are in the midst of our fall fundraising drive, but this Friday is special because we, here on the Chronicle, we are offering the package of this drive. It is what we call our dollar a day package. You've been listening to excerpts from Race, The Power of Illusion. And this is so important because people don't realize. You know, so many people do not know the way that race is used. This whole construct of race, this pulls it all apart. We got coming up sections that we're going to present to you about athletics to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. But let's just say, let me just run briefly down this special package. If you just want this race, the construct, the power of illusion, that is yours for a gift of $100. We are also offering a unique documentary, Banished. This is about how property is taken away from people. How people were forced to leave towns, leave their property, leave everything, and how this property was taken. And I'm not talking about some little shanty on a road. I'm talking about property with acreage, land, everything. This is a great story untold in America. This is called Banished. These two premiums, each for your gift of $100. You take them both, and we're urging you to use your credit card. If you put $150 on your credit card, you have both of them. And in our special package, we're offering Race, The Power of Illusion. We're offering Banished, the documentary. In addition, we are offering another documentary, Before They Die. That's the story of the Black Wall Street. This, they call it the Black Riots. You have to listen to this. You watch this DVD and you draw your own conclusions. You know what happened. We also have a DVD from the great John Henry Clark. It's a special one. The Great and Mighty Walk. It is so special. We have a 2-CD set from Amos Wilson, Beyond White Racism. All of this, this entire package, this is I tell you, this is really offering you a master's in this whole issue of race. All yours for $1 a day, your gift, $365. You put that on your credit card. We take it. Visa, Masters. Michael G., what are all the credit
cards? American Express. Visa card, MasterCard, American Express. That's what we take. And we have some volunteers standing by, as you say, Earl, for Race, the Power of an Illusion. And hopefully we'll be able to get to a few excerpts from Banished. We'll be going back to Race, the Power of an Illusion in just a moment. But we want to take this time now to encourage you to support this radio station, to support the broadcast, the Caldwell Chronicle with Earl Caldwell, 212-209-2950. That is the number to call and make your pledge of support. And as we said, we're still waiting for someone to put forward that $1,000 matching fund to the Caldwell Chronicle this afternoon, a contribution, a tax-deductible contribution for the Caldwell Chronicle on WBAI.
We only have one call on the line, folks.
Oh, no.
Now, we know that we believe that you're with us. We believe that you support our broadcast, but we need to hear from you now. We were saying that it's possible for us to get to where we need to be, but we need those phones to be jumping off the hook. But I'm saying to you this, and you tell them Earl Caldwell said that this package, this dollar a day package for $365, if you get this package, I say to you, you will be thanking us from now through the end of the year, because never before have we been able to pull this all together. This covers every aspect of this whole issue of race. And it's the first time we've offered it. It is extraordinary. And I tell you, you will not be disappointed. Thank you very much for your call. We have 1, 2, 3 calls on the line. We need to get in these final 12 minutes to 5 o'clock. We need to fill our board up one time. Let us hear from you.
We do, Earl. And I'm going to throw something else in here, but we're going to take an extended pitch break this time, because we need to get about $2,300 by the top of the hour to get to our goal, folks. So let's get you joining us on the phone, 212-209-2950. The film is called Race, the Power of an Illusion. It is 3 hours long. It deconstructs this illusion of race, and it looks at it from angle after angle. It looks at race from a scientific angle. It looks at it from a genetic angle. It looks at race from a political angle. It looks at race from athletics. It takes all kinds of angles and different ways to look. But we're going to send it out to you. It's a 3 hour. Now, what I want to add in here, Earl, is that for people who pledge with a credit card at the $365 level, we have an opening night experience for you. You can attend the Haiti Film Fest opening night reception. That will be on Friday, November 18th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Brooklyn Museum. If you pledge with your credit card, we have a ticket for you. We only have two of them now. You get one ticket with your pledge of $365, but we only have two of them, so you have to make that call now. Ask the volunteer in the room for the Haiti Film Fest opening night reception. We're just going to throw that in for you because you believed in us enough to pledge at the $365 level. Currently, we have 3 callers on the line. That won't get us to that $2,300 that we need to raise right now in this final 10 minutes to get to our goal. So we need to hear from that next person, and that next person who understands how important the voice of WBAI is, who understands how important it is that you have an Earl Caldwell on a station that you get to listen to, that you get to connect with him every Friday, who understands how important it is to have Michael G. Haskins on this station doing this work in support of our fine producers and programmers. 212-209-2950. Thank you for that call. But as Earl said, we need to fill up this board. We need you to be that next person. Pledge at that $100 level to get Race, the Power of an Illusion. And at the same time, support WBAI and the Caldwell Chronicle. 212-209-2950. That dollar a day pack is on the table. We have only 2 tickets left to the Haiti Film Fest opening night reception. If you pledge with your credit card at the $365 level, you have the opportunity, just 2 of you, to attend that gala event. You will see a screening there of When the Drum is Beating by Whitney Dow. 212-209.
We've got 9 open lines. We've got 9 volunteers sitting there. They've given up their Friday. They have made their commitment to support this radio station. They are here. They are waiting for you. Let us hear from you now. Let us fill up the board. And also there is this. There is, thank you very much, there is what I say is the hidden issue. We have some people in our radio audience across the greater New York metropolitan area, across New Jersey and Connecticut and all the boroughs and Westchester County. There are, within our sound of our voice, those few that can afford to stand up this Friday and say, we're going to give $1,000 and we're going to challenge your listeners to match those funds. Let us have one of those or two or three of those persons that can do something dramatic this Friday to put that matching grant on the table for us. 212-209. Let us hear from you. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We still got 8 lines open. We've got the lines open. Let us hear from you.
Let us hear from you now. And we want to fill those lines, those open lines, with your calls of support to WBAI for the Caldwell Chronicle this Friday afternoon. 212-209-2950. Race, the power of an illusion, for a pledge of $100. We have an additional incentive in this $365 a day pack, and you can talk to the volunteers. They will guide you through the process. Only two of you now will get to go to this opening. 212-209-2950. Thank you for that additional call coming in now to the Caldwell Chronicle on WBAI. Only on this radio station, which is a commercial-free station, a listener-sponsored station, a station that's been on the air for 51 years. Do you hear what we're saying? 51 years listener-sponsored and commercial-free. Yes, it's tiring to have to ask for support. It's tiring for you to have to listen to it. But just think of the alternative if you didn't have this radio station here to be reporting to you, to be giving you the arts programming that we give you on a daily basis, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 212-209-2950. We don't go dark on the overnight. We still bring you programming, and we want to do more. We want to bring more of you. Those of you out there listening right now, many of you could be the new programmers at this radio station. You can come down here and put forward a proposal. I'm not saying everybody's going to get on, but you can do that. You have that access to this radio station. 212-209-2950. Race, the power of an illusion, is yours for a pledge of $100. It's tax deductible. Make your calls using your credit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those calls coming in. Now it's starting to step up. We knew that you would not let this broadcast down. Thank you so much for those calls coming in. 212-209-2950.
Yes, we're that matching call. We're waiting for the big call. Can we hear from the big call this Friday afternoon? The one that says, here, we are going to give you a grant of $5,000 to match, so that everyone that calls in, every grant will be doubled. Let us hear from you. If you can do it, step up to the challenge of this Friday. Step up to the challenge of this difficult time in our history. Give us that chance. 212-209-2950. There are lines open. We have volunteers in place. It is only you. And if you want to come away from this Friday with something special, tell them when you call in, give me that package of the drive. That's the dollar a day package. That's the package that offers 4 DVDs, 2 CDs, in a package that is truly exceptional, and you will be glad that you got it.
And Errol, we have taken a bit longer in this pitch break than we normally would. We'd normally be giving you a little bit more from the DVD folks, but we found ourselves behind on the Caldwell Chronicle, so we decided to take just a few extra minutes to bring this material to you. But we also find this material to be so important, this subject, this matter. We really must deconstruct this. We really must take the demonization out of race. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to educate our listeners, because that's the very thing that we do on WBAI each day. That's what we do. We bring you analysis. We bring you programming. We bring you just the voices, even, that you won't hear anywhere else. When Occupy Wall Street got there and NPR was saying they weren't going to cover it because it was insignificant, we were in the park putting them on the air. In fact, before they started the encampment, we were covering them every day on Wake Up Call right here on WBAI. That's who we are. That's what we do. We are the 99%. We are the voice of the 99%. It's WBAI, and your pledges are needed. 212-209-2950. 1-800-259-9950. This 3-hour documentary, Race, the Power of an Illusion. And some of us have been victim of that illusion. Some of us have been mistreated because of that illusion. Some of us have been marginalized because of that illusion. But we're breaking it down with this DVD. And so can you educate yourself, educate your students, educate your children. Get a copy of this. It's 3 hours long, a pledge of just $100. 212-209-2950. This is the Caldwell Chronicle on WBAI.
All right, we're going to take just another few minutes, just a couple of more minutes, asking for your support now. 212-209-295. Those of you who have called already, we thank you so very, very much. You know, it's difficult to have to pledge, to have to ask you in one form, it's difficult to have to ask, but in another form, it is not, because this is our responsibility. This is our responsibility. We have a broadcast here. We can say anything. Earl can say anything he wants. I can say anything I want, have on any guest that we want to have. And this is our responsibility to make sure that this station stays here so that we can be here, talk about for the next generation, for those that come behind us, and for ourselves. 212-209-2950. A thank you gift to you at the $100 level. Race, the Power of an Illusion. Thank you so much for those calls.
We only have 3 calls on the line, folks. We need you to step up. We got 3 minutes to the top of the hour. Let us get about 5 more calls before the 6 calls before the we close out this half hour. Let me just say one thing about this documentary, Banish. This is involved with the, and this is forgotten history. Stories not told. It was about racial cleansing in these towns. Now, this documentary, it focuses on real cases, real families going back and using newspaper clippings and old relatives and stories for, really from the grave in Forsyth County in Georgia, Pierce City in Missouri, Harrison, Arkansas, how these violent racist mobs ran people out of their out of these towns.
In 1987,
claiming,
did you see that?
And taking their property.
Right.
And this is documenting it. This is incredible. But we are offering you this documentary, Banished, along with this DVD, a 3-DVD set, The Power Race, The Power of Illusion, both of yours for $150. They're both extraordinary. So we are offering the premiums. We have scoured and been spending a lot of time to put these packages together because we wanted this to be special, because our need is great and we want to offer you something that is equally great for your support. So we have these two, Banished and Race, the power of illusion for $150 gift. And in addition, we have that $365, and I call it our smoker. It's the package of the drive. It has everything. It has a 2-CD set by the great Amos Wilson. It features a DVD by the late, great John Henry Clark. And then it has a DVD on the Wall Street, the Black Wall Street, that story. And then, of course, we have in addition, Banished, and Race, the Power of Illusion. Now, if there was ever a package that you want to put your hands on, that is it. And yours for your gift of amounting to $1 a day, $365. Let us hear from you. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 calls on the line before the top of the hour in 2 minutes. Can we just match that 4? 4 and 4 more.
A $100 pledge indeed. If, however, you are pledging at that $365 level with a credit card, I remind you that an option for you is to attend the Haiti Film Fest opening night reception. That will be on Friday, November 18th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Brooklyn Museum. With your credit card pledge at the $365 level, we will send you a ticket to that event. 212-209-2950. Michael G., take us to a radio break.
Senzelina, oh, Senzelina. WBAI. 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 Sacramento, WBAI. And WBAI. WBAI. Top Mama. Without Mama.
Race is a biological myth, requires a major paradigm shift, an absolute paradigm shift, a shift in perspective. And for me, it's like seeing, you know, what it must have been like to understand that the world isn't flat. And perhaps I can invite you to a mountaintop and you can look out the window and at the horizon and see, oh, what I thought was flat, I can see a curve in now. That the world is much more complicated. In fact, that race is not based on biology, but race is rather an idea that we ascribe to biology.
The idea of race as biology is ferociously persistent on America's playing fields. Gorgeous Harper and her teammates are competing at the Adidas Nationals.
I love to run track. I've been running track since I was 8 years old. The people I train with, they all want to be the best, and you got to put in the hard work.
This is the top event for elite high school track and field stars. And while racial differences are not necessarily discussed openly, they are often part of the careful calculation of competitive edge.
Well, I've heard some rumors I've heard are just like blacks have an extra muscle in their leg, but I don't think anything's true.
I assume that a white girl can't beat me in the 200. In my mind, I don't think she can beat me, but I won't sleep on her.
I don't want to get too controversial here since I really don't know exactly, but I'd say that there's maybe a little bit that, not to use as an excuse is why they beat me sometimes, but maybe considering when you look at the Olympics, you know, who tends to dominate the 100, the 200, and the quarter for the most part. I just have to say the way it all falls out tends to point to what your race is.
And I'm really saying that different populations, whether it's West African descended blacks, and that's what African Americans trace their ancestry to West Africa, or East Africans, or whites or Asians, they all have different body types and different physiological structures that allow them to have advantages in one sport or another. There are as a genetic basis for these kinds of differences. Through culture, environment, training, athletes can't dramatically change the limits of what they can be.
I would like to say to John, there is no scientific definition that holds up about race. Race has changed its definition in this country to the benefit of those who wanted to define it differently. And there is no scientific place to start from, so you have no basis for your work.
And underway here, section.
We can see differences among populations, but can populations be bundled into what we call races? How many races would there be? 5? 55? Who decides? And how different would they really be from one another?
The measured amount of genetic variation in the human population is extremely small. And that's something that people need to wrap themselves around, that genetically we really aren't very different.
In fact, genetically, we are among the most similar of all species. Only one out of every 1,000 nucleotides that make up our genetic code is different, one individual from another. These look-alike penguins have twice the amount of genetic difference, one from the other, than humans. And these fruit flies? 10 times more difference. Any 2 fruit flies may be as different genetically from each other as a human is from a chimpanzee. So the central question for us is, of the small amount of variation between us, what, if any, is mapped along what we think of as racial lines? Because we live in a racialized society, this is not an academic question. We have a long history of searching for racial differences and attributing performance and behavior to them. For 200 years, scientists poked and prodded, measured and mapped the human body, searching for a biological basis to race. Some measured facial angle to illustrate the proximity of races to the primitive. Others calibrated skull size to identify those with superior or inferior intelligence. Measures of eye shape, hair form, even brain color were scrutinized in the hunt for the fundamental sources of racial difference.
If we just take African Americans as an example, there's not a single body part that hasn't been subjected to this kind of analysis. You'll find articles in the medical literature about the Negro ear and the Negro nose and the Negro leg and the Negro heart and the Negro eye and the Negro foot, and it's every single body part. And they're constantly looking for some organ that might be so fundamentally different in size and character that you can say this is something specific to the Negro versus whites and other groups. Scientists are part of their social context. Their ideas about what race is are not simply scientific ones, are not simply driven by the data that they're working with. It's also informed by the societies in which they live.
At the turn of the 20th century, American society was riding a wave of confidence as an emerging industrial power. And the face of its power and prosperity was white. African Americans lived under the yoke of Jim Crow segregation. Most surviving Native Americans had been banished to reservations, and new immigrants crowded into urban ghettos. Disease was rampant. Death rates soared. Infant mortality was high. To many, this reflected a preordained natural order.
Those that looked wanted to confirm what they saw, which is to say that the proper place of, say, the Negro, or in other regions of the country, the Native American or the Chinese, were at the bottom of the social and political hierarchy. And if you can say that they are fundamentally biologically different, then they should be. Then it's natural for them to be at the bottom of our social hierarchy.
The biology becomes an excuse for social differences. The social differences become naturalized in biology. It's not that our institutions cause differences in infant mortality. It's that there really are biological differences between the races.
For Prudential Life Insurance statistician Frederick Hoffman, those differences could lead to only one fate for African Americans. In Vital Capacity, he wrote, "The tendency of the Negro race has been downward. This tendency must lead to a still greater mortality, and in the end, cause the extinction of the race." Hoffman's Race Traits and Tendencies of the American Negro was published in 1896, the same year the Supreme Court legalized segregation. It was one of the most influential publications of its day.
What's interesting is that it resonated in the minds of so many other social observers of the time, the extinction thesis. It fit into their notions of how races become ascendant in the world. They looked at other groups of people in various stages beneath them as approaching the completely civilized state.
Hoffman presented his statistical data as unimpeachable science. He compared rates of death and disease between African Americans and whites, and, not surprisingly, found enormous disparities. But his data analysis was flawed. He ignored the insidious effects of poverty and social neglect on health. In contrast to today's belief in black physical superiority, Hoffman concluded that African Americans were innately infirm. As such, attempts to improve their housing, health, and education would be futile. Their extinction was inevitable, encoded in their blood.
We are in the 5 o'clock hour on this Friday afternoon. We need your support. We need to hear from you now. Please call us 212-209-2950. That's the telephone number. I'm Earl Caldwell. This is a special edition of the Caldwell Chronicle on listener-supported Pacifica Radio WBAI in New York City. This Friday is set apart. This Friday on the special broadcast, we are focusing on the issue of race. Race. And you've been listening to excerpts from a special DVD that we're offering called Race, The Power of an Illusion. If you've been listening, you see and following where this is going, it is answering and laying out so many of the things that you've had an idea about or thought about or someone's mentioned. It's all laid out in this remarkable 3-hour documentary. 3 hours. 3 hours. In addition, we have a documentary called Banished about how black people, simply because of their skin color, ran out of these towns by racist mobs, leaving behind everything. They confiscated their property. They perpetrated a fraud to take the property. This documentary, and the filmmaker, I met him. He came to Hampton University to lecture our students, and he talked about how his own life, the threats that were put on him for daring to try to tell this story. He has it in a documentary that is remarkable. That documentary and this DVD you've been listening to, Race, The Illusion, both. Either one, $100 for your gift, either one, both for $150. But in addition, we have the package of this drive, which is a dollar a day package. For your gift of $365, you put that on your credit card, we give you Race, The Illusion, we give you the DVD documentary Banished, we give you Before They Die, the story of the Black Wall Street and what happened there, we give you a DVD from the late, great John Henry Clark, we give you a 2-CD set of the lecture Beyond Race, Beyond White Racism by Amos Wilson, all of this in a package for $365. Now, we have no calls on the line. We need to start anew. We need to start from scratch this Friday. We not only need to hear from those of you who support us, those of you who hang with us, we need new listeners to step forward and give us a pledge. We need someone that the sun has shined brightly on, that has the resources, that is able to stand up this Friday and say, I am going to support WBAI. I'm offering a $2,500 matching fund. I'm going to put up a matching grant or $1,000. Whatever you can do, our need is great. Let us hear from you. I'd like to thank Mr. Wilbert Owens from Brooklyn, New York. He stepped up this Friday afternoon to give us a wonderful pledge. We appreciate it. We appreciate the support. It means so much. And also to you, Mr. Brandon Grant of the Bronx, New York. You have been most generous. We appreciate your support. It means so very much. Gladys Glimp, we have your pledge from Brooklyn. Thank you very much. We appreciate hearing from you. We appreciate your support. Audrey Taylor from Rosedale, New York. Bless you. Thank you so very much for your support. David Henderson from White Plains, New York. Generous gift. Thank you very much. Let us hear from you in New Jersey this afternoon. Let us hear from you in Connecticut, all around the greater metropolitan area. And if you're listening to us on the internet, with this stream live on the internet, let us hear from you too. We need your support. The need is great. We are running out of time on this Friday. We've got miles to go to reach our goal. And reaching our goal is extremely important, because if you don't make your goal, if you can't get to where you're supposed to be, it's saying that your listeners don't really support you, that you maybe don't have an audience. I believe that you are with us. You've always supported us. We need you to be with us on this Friday afternoon. And I would say this in closing out of this segment. That $365 special package, our highlighted package, it is extraordinary. It is extraordinary. I don't believe that anywhere ever there's ever been a package put together that focuses on race, but the focus on race is a way that we have on this package. So we have it laid out. There is something there for everyone. We have no calls on the line. Thank you. Let us start. Who's going to be the one to stand up this Friday and say, let us start the phone, playing that telephone music for the Caldwell Chronicle on WBAI?
Now, aren't you Earl Caldwell?
Yes.
Isn't he Michael G. Haskins?
Yes.
How is it possible that we don't have a single caller on the line for the Caldwell Chronicle?
I'm wondering if the phone lines are broken. I'm blaming it on the phone lines.
It must be. Well, folks, we're going to have to rectify that
please.
At this very moment.
Please.
212-209-2950. You've been hearing those clips this afternoon from the film Race, The Power of an Illusion. It is a powerful, powerful, powerful film. It takes a look at race. It breaks it down. It goes from the all men are created equal. It goes to Virginia. It looks at evolution and slavery. And we have, I think in this pack, girl, and I don't want to get back on the pack so quick, but we got from African history to American history to a look at the pogrom in Tulsa, that's what it was, Tulsa,
yes.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
We go all over the place with this.
Yes.
But we look at race. We look at racism as well. In this pack, we've got everything there. But right now, we want to get you on the line pledging at the $100 level
yes.
for this DVD,
yes.
Race, The Power of an Illusion. Race isn't biological, but that doesn't mean it isn't real. 212-209-2950. We hear about the Native Americans in this DVD. They focus on the Asian folks for a while, how they've been treated differently. They look at folks from the Middle East and from North Africa. They look at this very country that we live in our constructs of race. So much to be covered. But it's a three-hour film, folks, for a $100 pledge. Now, Earl, if this was put on three different discs, we'd be asking folks to send in over $200 for it.
Yes.
But because it's on a single disc, it's 3 hours. We're asking you just to send $100 to WBAI to receive your gift of Race, The Power of an Illusion. 212-209-2950. We have got three callers on the line. We have got to get that up to 10. We got to get it up to 10. Michael,
yes,
tell them
yes,
it's time to
yes,
call.
Yes,
it is
yes,
time
yes,
to call.
Yes.
And you know something? It's not just because there are three African-American men asking you and talking to you This is an American story. If you're an American, or even if you're not American, this is the story of America. And we want you to join us. You need to get this for yourself, for your church, for your community group, for your synagogue, for your 212-209 for your mosque, 212-209-2950 for your mandir, 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Become a member of this radio station and get Race, The Power of an Illusion. We'll send that to you as a thank you gift for supporting us at the $100 level, just $100. And look at the information that you will get. Look at the information that you will get if you get banished, the DVD banished. Look at the information that you will get if you get the other facts before they die about the racial, about the pogrom in this country. Do you know that has happened? It has happened. And it's not only happened one time.
Oh, no.
It has happened several times. So you need to get that because it's American history. You need to be aware of that. You need to teach your children this history. 212-209-2950. That's the number to call. You are wonderful. Thank you so much.
And
for
don't
calls.
Forget that the great John Henry Clark is in
Absolutely.
Our 365
Absolutely.
Dollar a day package. You're not going to get any more John Henry Clark. This, we have it here and we're putting it in this package because we want the package to be extraordinary. We want to do something that is worthy of your making this kind of investment. And I believe we've done it. So we need you to step up. Thank you very much. That's another call on the line. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 calls on the line. Where can we go this Friday afternoon?
Well, Earl, that's 3 of the 7 that we asked for. Those 3 have joined. We need 4 more people to call in and pledge their support at the $100 level, 212-209-2950, for this 3-hour documentary, Race, the Power of an Illusion. I'm going to tell you folks, when it comes to Fridays at WBAI, when we are fundraising, General Manager Bertolt Reimers and I wait for Earl Caldwell and Michael G to get on this air because we expect them to raise a whole bunch of the money that we raise on Fridays.
We put
that weight on their shoulders. I come in here, we rely on them to do the heavy lifting of the day. And so he has that pressure on his shoulders. You have to step up and relieve that pressure. 212-209-2950. Use your American Express, MasterCard, or Visa card. And that's what you do to pledge your support to WBAI. In this film, we will learn that race is a modern idea. Ancient societies like Greeks didn't divide people according to physical distinctions. In this DVD, we will also learn that race has no genetic basis. Not one characteristic trait or even gene distinguishes all members of a so-called race from the members of another so-called race. And on and on and on. Skin color is only skin deep. We learn about that over and over. So much in this film to go through. 212-209-2950. Earl, we got 2 more of those calls. We're waiting for the final 2.
We're
going to get back to more from this DVD, but I got to remind
bring
you folks.
Bring it in now. Bring that call in.
Oh, yeah. We have that package on the table, though. We have got the dollar a day, $365 pack. In that pack, you will receive this DVD, Race the Power of an Illusion. You will also receive the DVD, Banished, which looks at folks losing their land, their heritage. What's so important about folks?
Run off their
You
land.
Don't recover
run
from that
land.
Because 80% of wealth is transferred through inheritance.
So if you don't inherit
that land, your family begins to lose its wealth.
Yes.
Also in the pack is Before They Die, which we have been describing. A Great and Mighty Walk by John Henry Clark.
Yes.
And a 2-CD set for Beyond White Racism from Amos Wilson. That is a lot of information for that. $1
a
day to WBAI. It is well worth your pledge of support to WBAI. And I will remind you that we also have on the table, if you pledge at the $365 level using your American Express, MasterCard, or Visa, you are eligible to go to the Haiti Film Festival opening night reception. That is on Friday, November 18th at the Brooklyn Museum from 6 to 10 p.m. You will see the screening of the film When the Drum is Beating, and you will attend the reception of the opening night. You have to ask the volunteer for that. You have to pledge with your credit card, and you have to take that pack. 212-209-2950.
Let us hear from you now, folks. We need to get before we get down to the bottom of the hour. We got 5 minutes. We're at 5:25, and you know this Friday afternoon is special because it tells us that you stand with us. We're in difficult times. We're in difficult times in this city, in this country, and as people, as human beings in the world. Do not let us get weak so they can come in and knock us out. Let us be strong. As Tony just said, we have an obligation. People, the station depends upon us on this Friday to bring in because we have the time slot. We're in the drive time. And so we need to hear from you. 212-209-2950,
Earl. I got your back. I got you right here. The same way you got WBAI, Earl.
I'm falling out here.
212-209-2950. We're going to get back to this film in just a moment.
All right, that's 212-209-2950. You know, only 2 in 10 of you that are listening right now, 2 in 10 listeners actually call in, actually make that phone call. And those of you who are making that phone call, we so appreciate. You are the ones that have our back, and we appreciate that. 212-209-2950. Get the Dollar a Day pack. Tony and Earl have been outlining that. Get the other material, Race the Power of an Illusion or Banished. That is available. 212-209-2950. Step up.
We got five lines open.
The Caldwell Chronicle with Earl Caldwell. Let's fill those lines up, shall we?
212-209-2950. We're going to go back to a little bit more from Race, the Power of an Illusion. But while we do that, please keep those phones ringing and support the Caldwell Chronicle and WBAI.
In the 1920s, a single drop of blood reflecting African ancestry could identify any individual as black and inferior in every way. In the not-so-distant past, many of these students would have been considered contaminants were they to have bred into the superior white race. 28 states passed laws forbidding intermarriage to safeguard white racial purity. Racial purification was one aim of the eugenics movement. The science of eugenics rested on simple Mendelian genetics. One gene each from father and mother, it was believed, gave rise to any trait, physical, behavioral, even moral.
Some of these things were things like the ability to play chess, rowdiness, congenital feeble-mindedness, virtually any cultural or behavioral trait you can imagine. Now, the mistake that they were making was assuming that complex behaviors could be reduced to simple Mendelian genes.
Nonetheless, eugenicists used the science of the day to advance a social agenda widely accepted in white America. To breed the best and the brightest, always white, and breed out society's worst and weakest, of all colors.
There's a lot of concern about race mixing. You don't want a superior race, a race with great qualities of intellect and achievement and musical genius and these kinds of things, to mix with a race on a lower stage of civilization that has fewer of these characteristics, because that again would bring down the level of those characteristics and what you want to have for your civilization.
What you did not want for your civilization was found in the Blue Hills of Virginia. Mongrel Virginians, mixed race, unclassifiable, and worse, able to pass for white, circumvent segregation laws, and breed into the white race. They were called the Wind Tribe for their white, Indian, and Negro ancestry. A combination of the worst racial traits, a badly put together people, said Charles Davenport, leader of the American eugenics movement. To keep America's mongrels at bay, eugenicists proposed a series of restrictive measures unthinkable today. Yet they were adopted within and outside of America. Taken to their extreme, they fueled one of the century's greatest horrors.
The Nazi propaganda machine pointed out that their eugenic policies were entirely consistent and, in fact, derived from ideas of American race scientists.
At the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, Hitler's Aryan race was to have confirmed its place at the top of nature's hierarchy. But the star of the games would shatter those expectations.
And the games are on. Here in the semifinal heat of the 100-meter dash, Movie Tone's camera catches the blinding speed of Jesse Owens, cracking the world record in the incredible time of 10 and 2-tenths seconds.
As a child, Jesse Owens had been chronically ill, destined, it seemed, to fulfill Hoffman's extinction thesis, until a teacher intervened. When he first asked me to go out for the track team in fifth grade, Owens wrote in his autobiography, it wasn't because he saw any potential champion in me. It was because he saw a potential corpse.
Owens is ahead. Stunberg and Borschmeier fighting. Ozendorf challenges Rykov. Owens wins in 10.3. Second, Metcalf.
How could a society steeped in the science of racial inferiority reconcile itself to Owens' 4 gold medals? By conceding innate athletic superiority to African Americans while denying them so-called civilized capacities. In the words of American team coach Dean Cromwell, the Negro athlete excelled because he was closer to the primitive. It was not so long ago that his ability to sprint and jump was a life and death matter to him in the jungle.
Owens, star of the squad, goes the laurel of a champion.
The competition was grand, and we're very glad to come out on top. Thank you, very kindly.
A flurry of debate between racial scientists and those contesting their assumptions greeted Owens' accomplishments.
With the rise of the great Negro athletes in the 1930s, it became this question that there must be a reason that they're great, and that reason must reside in biology rather than in culture or history or circumstance. And Jesse Owens was picked apart.
When the African-American anthropologist and physician Montague Cobb is trying to explain why Jesse Owens was such an outstanding track star, he does so by talking about his body. He talks about his feet. He talks about his legs, his calves, his chest capacity. And he comes to the conclusion, of course, that, you know, you can't say that Negroes have some special characteristics that make them more fit as runners.
Among the few who challenge racial science, Cobb wrote, there is not one single physical feature, including skin color, which all our Negro champions have in common, which would identify them as Negro. But what marker would identify them as Negro in the first place? Jackie is Asian. Noah as white. Gorgeous as black.
Think about race and its universality. Where is your measurement device? There is no way to measure race. We sometimes do it by skin color. Other people may do it by hair texture. Other people may have the dividing lines different in terms of skin color. What is black in the United States is not what's black in Brazil or what's black in South Africa.
Can't be atoned for previous failures at the plate with that one.
My favorite trivia question in baseball is which Italian-American player for the Brooklyn Dodgers once hit 40 home runs in a season? No one ever gets it right, because the answer is Roy Campanella, who is as Italian as he was black. He had an Italian father and a black mother. He's always classified as black. You see, American racial classification is totally cultural. Who's Tiger Woods? Who's Colin Powell? Colin Powell's as Irish as he is African. Being black has been defined as just looking dark enough that anyone can see you are.
When I was a child, one of the things my father bought me was a set of Time Life books on science. And a book on evolution had in it a skin color scale that went from 1 to 36. And I would spend hours putting my arm against the scale in the book, the picture in the book, trying to figure out what number my color was. And I couldn't quite find myself on the scale.
You can be either 19 or 20. Who would be this color?
I wonder if it matters how tan you are.
No, 14.
You're too pink.
I'd say that John and Noah, both white by appearance, and Jackie and I both fit under the Asian classification. But I guess the thing that surprised me was with the skin color test, you know, what should you technically call the entire group?
I would never know that all our skin colors are so similar. Exactly, like we match.
Should you call them all white? Or should you call them 11 to 15? You know?
Wow, maybe lighter than those.
I'm white.
Would I trade my skin color?
No.
Not white.
I probably wouldn't trade my skin color. It's something that I've taken for granted. It's also a privilege, I guess.
I think 13 is closer.
Our telephone number, it's 212-209-2950. I'm Earl Caldwell. This is the Caldwell Chronicle in special fundraising mode this Friday afternoon. And if you've been with us, if you've been listening, you know our focus this Friday is race. Race. And we're coming at it in all from all possible angles. You've been listening to a three-hour DVD, Race, The Power of Illusion. It is dynamic, and it is just one piece. We also have a DVD, Banished. It is the story of how blacks were run off from their property, how whole counties decided it's going to be for whites only, and what they did, these stories not told. A dynamic film made by Marco Williams, and this the two of them in a package, yours for $150 or $100 a piece. $100. $100, it can mean so much to us this Friday. We need your support. But we are really pleased that the Caldwell Chronicle has been selected to offer you our dollar a day special. $365. We have one a premium that is really, it's unique and it's special for us. It's four DVDs, a two CD pack. It has Race, The Power of Illusion. That's the three-hour DVD. It has the documentary Banished. It has Before They Die, which is a documentary on the true story told by the survivors of the Black Wall Street from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have also a two CD set lecture from the Beyond White Racism by the great Amos Wilson. And then our centerpiece in that package, A Great and Mighty Walk by the late, great John Henry Clark. That is a package. That is a package for the ages. $365, $1 a day. $1 a day for the great package, and $1 every day says that every day in a whole year you're committed to supporting WBAI. We are listener-supported Pacifica Radio. This broadcast is listener-supported. We need you, the listeners, now to give us your support. 212-209-$100 level or the dollar a day level. Oh, $150 for a two package. We've got so many ways to go this Friday, but you are the ones to decide. Now, we only have one call. A lot of lines are open, Tony.
Yeah.
We're already.
I'm going to tell you what, Earl. Yeah. Listen, we want to keep this break really short so we can bring some more of this DVD to you folks. So what we want to do is just get eight people. We got one on the line now. We want to get eight of you on the line, and then we're going to go back because we are running out of time here this afternoon, and we got a lot of ground to make up still this afternoon. So let's hear from you. A pledge of $100 to receive this three-hour DVD, Race, The Power of an Illusion. Thank you for that second call. Now we need six more of you to join that person. 212-209-2950. 0-0-0-0-0. We get six more of you on the line. We are going to go right back to the programming that you love from WBAI. We're going to let you hear more from this DVD. And there's so much to explore in this DVD. But help us to get these few calls on the line so that we can get back to this material. Your pledge of support to WBAI when you call 212-209-2950 moves us ahead toward our goal. 212-209-2950.
That's the number to call. And we have volunteers standing by ready to take your calls. We have a couple of calls on the line right now. Won't you join them? Won't you join them at the $100 level or the $150 level? We will send you as a thank you gift for supporting this broadcast on WBAI this afternoon, Race, the Power of an Illusion, or the film Banished. For a pledge of $150, we'll send you both of those DVDs. The Dollar a Day pack is available right now for a pledge of $365. Make your calls now. Join the people that are on the line. Support the Caldwell Chronicle if this program is important to you. And I know that many of you are listening right now. Many of you listen when we are not in fundraising mode. Then we need to hear from you right now. 212-209-2950, Visa card, MasterCard, or American Express. And we're still looking for that $1,000 contribution this afternoon. Those of you who have the means to do so, would you support us at that $1,000 level, supporting us and saying that you are challenging the rest of the listeners to this radio station, to this program, to come up with that $1,000. That'll give us $2,000, rounding out the Caldwell Chronicle very, very finely this afternoon. 212-209-2950.
I want to thank Mercedes Richardson for the kind words, and we've got your very generous, generous pledge, and it means so very much. Thank you. Thank you so very much. William Davis from Dover, New Jersey. New Jersey finally stepping up. Thank you this afternoon. We appreciate your support. Ian Daly from how do you pronounce that? Mamaroneck, yeah. New York. Yep. Yes. $100. Thank you very much.
Look at you speaking Arthur Native
Vaughn
American.
From Clifford Beach, New Jersey. Thank you again, New Jersey. Thank you. Here's one from Hyattsville, Missouri. Could that be Brenda Wilder? Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Arthur Klein, we have you. Thank you very much from New Milford, Connecticut. Now we're beginning to get the mix that's in this greater metropolitan area. But we only have two calls
what
on the line,
that?
Tony.
Two calls, Earl.
I don't get it.
I'm shocked. I'm taken aback.
I am stunned. We need you to come in now. 212-209-2950.
And if... I'm sorry.
Help us. I just want to say help us make our goal. We only have one call on the line.
Bertol's going to be in here looking at us. 212-209-2950. Folks, we want to get back to more from the DVD. Give us a couple more calls. I want to remind you, too, and we have not brought this up this afternoon, Earl, that we have a brand new T-shirt at WBAI. Ooh. We have a brand new logo. We have a brand new design. You can see that on the website at WBAI.org. And I would rather that you call in here and pledge for it on the phone. It's a $60 pledge. It's very cool shirt. On the back of it, of course, is one of our latest slogans, Radio for the 99%. It's the new WBAI t-shirt, folks, and we have those t-shirts both in a male cut and a female cut, sizes small through 2X.
Wow.
212-209-2950. Yeah, beautiful. Designed by our new development director, Andrea Katz. She did an amazing job on it. Thank you very much, Andrea. 212-209-2950. Show your support for WBAI by wearing one of our new t-shirts around town. We don't have an advertising budget here at this station, so we rely on you to help us with that as well. 212-209-2950, just a $60 pledge. Thank you for those phone calls. Can we get two more of you? And we're going to get back to this DVD. Just two more phone calls. The DVD we've been featuring is Race, the Power of an Illusion. It is a $100 pledge of support to WBAI, to your community station, to your Pacifica station right here in New York. Thank you for that call. One more of you now. One more person calling in, pledging at that $100 level. If you are able to pledge at the $365 level or the dollar a day to WBAI, that pledge level, you receive four DVDs. That's Race, the Power of Illusion, Banished, Before They Die, A Great and Mighty Walk, and the two CD set from Amos Wilson. 212-209-2950. Earl, let's get this final clip in from this film and get back to the programming.
212-209, that's 2950, that's the telephone number. We just need these two calls. Let us hear from you right now. Here comes one. We need one more. Michael G. Haskins.
All right, that one call. Let's hear that phone ring one more time for us. One more time. We're going to go back to just a little bit more of Race, the Power of an Illusion. We're giving you excerpts of this film this afternoon. Excerpts so you can just get a taste of what will be coming your way at the $100 level for supporting WBAI. It's a great instructional piece of material, and it's here for you. And we're able to do this because of the fact that we are listener-sponsored and commercial-free.
Keep the tape running!
Dark melanin blocks out some ultraviolet light and is found where sunlight is intense. Lighter melanin is found where sunlight is less intense. Scientists debate why this is.
One hypothesis is that it happened because sunlight is essential to have adequate vitamin D. In northern latitudes, with very little light during the winter, one needed every bit of light that one could capture in order to be able to have adequate active vitamin D. And children in particular would need to be able to absorb into their skin enough light to have vitamin D present to keep them healthy.
The best way to understand the genetic differences that we find in human populations is that populations differ by distance. And it's a continuous change from one group to another. And one way we can look at this is use the example of skin color. If we were to only look at people in the tropics and people in Norway, we'd come to the conclusion that there's a group of people who have light skin, that's a group of people who have dark skin. But if we were to walk from the tropics to Norway, what we would see is a continuous change in skin tone. And at no point along that trip would we be able to say, oh, this is the place in which we go from the dark race to the light race.
Human biological variation is so complex. There are so many aspects of human variation. So there are many, many ways to begin to explain them.
Variation in some traits, like eye shape, hair texture, whether or not your tongue curls, involves very few genes. And even those genes haven't all been identified. Variation in traits we regard as socially important is much more complicated. Differences in how our brains work, how we make art,